Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Grudge Inc. Small Block Mafia talk show hosted by Eyes. What's going on out there in Grudge World? Just letting everybody know, the team normally known as Team Aberdeen has joined forces with Grudge Inc. We're going under a new name for 2014, Grudge Inc. Small Block Mafia. So, we got any questions about that? Anybody want to defeat it or anything like that? They can hit the one button. It don't matter. Let's take a minute for a silence for Thanksgiving. Be thankful for everything you have, you don't have, whatever. But we're going to take a minute and for Thanksgiving right now. All right, guys. Well, anybody got anything to talk about tonight? All they got to do is hit the one button. I'm sitting here ready to get down. Let's talk about a little racing, whatever, under the sun. You know. Tomorrow, we got a little grudge match with John Woods at Holly Springs Motorsports. We're going to take a little small block car and try to run up in him. Doing dirty. It's going to be a good battle. They're going to open the gates around 12 o'clock. They said they're going to run to dark. So me and John, we agreed to be in the staging lanes at 4 o'clock and go on and get busy. That being said, I mean, I think everybody else going to Clearwater, Florida to Big Loading Down race. I'm not real sure on all that stuff. If anybody want to come on and talk about it, they welcome to come on and talk about it. Let me see here who we got. 662-2989, your mic's open. Sammy, that you?
What up, man?
What's going on, Sammy?
Shit, man. It's glad to see you got a show, man. I'm trying to support you a little bit.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate it. You know, a lot of people, you know, saying, oh, I ain't going to do this, I ain't going to do that. But if I tell you I'm going to try to do something, I'm going to try my hardest to do it, man. Try my damn hardest. How was your Thanksgiving today?
Man, I'm working on Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, you out there on the road listening to the Grudge Inc. Small Block Mafia show then.
Yeah, I'm trying to get something together. Maybe I can blow your ass out of
there. Oh, God. Hey, I tell you what, just get in line with all the rest of these motherfuckers, hell, because, hey, one thing about me, you said like me, you're going to get some action.
Oh, I know that. So what's the topic for tonight, man?
Well, I ain't really had no topic. I just want to get my feet wet a little bit and stuff. That was the first time I had to run the board, so I really didn't know or nothing like that. So, yeah, I thought we was going to have a delay in the show. I got a phone call at 6:45 said, oh, you got to give so-and-so your information where you can get the show booked. And then it was like 5 minutes. She said, if I don't get it booked within this 5 minutes, it's going to be pushed to 7:30. I said, damn. I told everybody at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, well, you got it done, eh?
Oh, I guess Jay Bourne worth some of that magic, man. My co-host said his family's down. He eating a little Thanksgiving and stuff. He's going to be on about 7:30, he said.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm a little short-handed then.
You can handle it.
Oh, yeah. Look
at this shit on the road, man.
Yes, sir. Hold on, say we got a hand up. 504-5817, your mic's open.
What's going on, kids? This boy Boom on Wheels, man, out of Louisiana, bro. What's going on?
What's going on, Boom?
Man, I just charmed in, man. I'm on the highway. I'm heading back from the country, from Mississippi, heading back to Louisiana. Me and my wife went out there and had a great... First of all, I want to tell everybody Happy Turkey Day, man. I think I'm going to shoot me some turkeys out the sky. I've been up early in the morning. I think I shot me three of them out the sky. So on the 7th, I got three victors I'm going to knock off on the 7th. So, but
you got a race and no problem, right?
Yeah, I got a race and no problem, man. Everybody's welcome, man. I can tell you my race is pretty much going to be catering to small guys, you know what I'm saying? We are going to have a few big cars there. When I say small cars, I'm talking about like mostly like street cars, not no pro mods and like, you know, Edmund Hall or nobody like that there. We have some real quick guys. We got quite a few races locked up. We got a lot of shit brewing over there. I do know these nuts and Gold Dust gonna get it in. Mo G's in them, which is my squad, his squad. We got quite a few grudge matches. Black Hole's gonna be hot in the house. Man, I can tell you it's going to be great. But now, I want y'all to remember now, November the 30th, which is this Saturday coming up, we all from Louisiana is going to invade Hattiesburg. And Big Nuck is supposed to get the back tie from Sylvester. Sylvester's giving Big Nuck the back tie in Hattiesburg this Saturday. And man, you know, we just praying for good weather, man. And just so happen the weather's not good, we're going to continue over to my race on December 7th. Now, keep in mind, most of the people that do grudge race on the 30th over there are most likely to be at my race on the 7th for a rematch or looking for hatching over there, no problem.
That's right. I'd like to see the race with D-Nuts and Goldust again. I seen the first episode down in Montgomery.
Yeah, I kind of thought we were going to be able to see him, D-Nuts and Brian Lowe get it on, but Brian Lowe said he's out for the winter. You know, he'll be back this summer, but... you know, that's the shit happens, and then, you know, and you got to get ready for the new year, you know. But, hey, man, you know, but it's going to be something good. It's going to be nice, man. And I just got a text from some guys out of Texas with the 55 Chevrolet, you know, they're wishing us a happy Thanksgiving and everything. And Carlos and them out of Texas, man, them guys are fabulous guys, man. I went to Dallas. I don't know if y'all remember, but me and Scooby, Doobie, and Dinky and Mo G's, and we all went to Dallas. And 30 days after that, we went back to Dallas again with cars. And, man, the reason why, man, some guys drive all the way from Dallas to Louisiana, man. They support our races, man, and that's what we do, man. And y'all know we travel. We came up there to the Holiday Beach on us, you know.
Yeah.
We have kind of
seen you.
You know?
I seen you at Holiday Beach. I seen you at Montgomery.
I'm looking
for the near future. I might even ride down on that 7th, right? I want to check Goldust in my mouth.
If y'all, I mean, even so, you can pass me on the Brian Lowe. Brian Lowe, if you're out there listening, man, you ain't got to bring your car. I know people set their cars down at the end of the year, man, and to get ready for the following year, man. So, I mean, if you can, come on, support. Just come out and see how we rock down here in Louisiana. Now, after December 7th, now, it don't stop after my race is over with now. We leave straight from there. The same 3,000 or 4,000 people I got my show, we go straight right there on the plan. Now, if y'all think it's a game, y'all, if anybody knows who got Midwest guys, the guys from the Sweet Outlaw TV show, you think it's a game, ask them guys. They put that Murder Nova down out there. They put the El Camino down there, the one Flip had. Man, them guys come out there, they put them all them cars down out there. Now, Mr. Kelly from California didn't put his car down out there. Because he was waiting on some parts that was being mailed to my house. So he didn't put his car down there hot on the pad, but he went down the track with his 55 Chevrolet small block blown car at the track. Made a pass, low transmission. 1 hour later, he was right back up, man. But congratulations for your show, man. Welcome to the Grudge Inc. family, man. And I heard when I come in, I heard you say something about you were short staffed and everything, man.
Short a little bit.
Call me from now. I mean, you know, I got my number, and my number's all over Facebook and everything. I mean, I don't mind. Sometimes if I'm around the computer or something, if I can help you out, we'll learn how to do something, man. And that's what we do in this family. We teach each other. Because I didn't know how to work or operate mine, man, at all. Miss Sharon, she don't mind answering any question if you got her number, or Jay Barnes. I know you know Jay Barnes' number and all those people, man. I mean, you know, it's great, man. And, you know,
I really appreciate it, Boom. I really appreciate it, man. It's just all new to me. I worked on Walker's show, but Bama Boo ran the board and stuff. So on this show, I'm going to run the board and stuff, and I'm trying to keep it. I want my show sort of like Willie Dawg, because, I mean, I want it to be fair, not one-sided, and I don't want it all noisy and all that crazy shit going on. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you can have it that way, because if you ever been on my show is ran the way Boom on Wheels wanted to run and the way his Louisiana people wanted to run, you know. And I think you're in Alabama, huh? Am I right? You're in Alabama?
I'm in Mississippi.
Okay, you're in Mississippi, okay. And see, uh-huh. and you represent the Mississippi. And your viewers, I mean, before, your thing is to see what you just said this year? You let your listeners know, hey, this is my show. This is, you know, Grudging Show, hosted by me. This is how my show operates. You know, you got to lay the laws down, because if you don't lay your laws down, you know, you have those guys that come on there, you know, want to get humbuckers. And I mean, I don't tolerate humbuckers, and I argue they might, you know. But
yeah.
I ain't going to hold your show. I'm going to be listening. I'm going to be on mute. If there's anything I can help you with, just call me in if I hear somebody that wants to say something about, the December race, I'll be here to listen up and everything. And if anybody out there looking for some action, man, just let me know what kind of cut you got, man. I probably could just go run off the top of the head and let you know who's going to be at the race that's looking for action in your class.
Okay, Boom. That sounds real great. Every Thursday, I will move the show to 5 o'clock on Thursdays, though.
Okay.
I'm not going to do show. I'm going to do a 5 o'clock show on every Thursday. So just help me put it out for me, Boom.
I will. Just keep on linking to me. And I'll link it to, I mean, I got like 2,000 Facebook friends, and you know, SDT is about 4,000 or 5,000 strong, and, you know, those are the marketing places, man, and those people see that stuff, man. Some people don't say nothing, and I promise you, you'll watch that show grow. Your show will grow. I mean, I started out my first show, I think I had one. 12, 15 callers, and then, you know, once people really that's out there in the racing world find out that, you know, that you got the show for them, man, they really, really will start supporting you, man. And like I said, and the way you talk about you're going to run your show, no one can go against the grain on what you're trying to do, man.
That's right. That's right. Well, we already have 52 callers, so I think I'm doing all right.
That's what's up, man. Hey, man, that's great, man. And like I said, anything I can help you with, Don't feel shy to call me in, and I'll help you out as much as I can, okay?
Right. Okay, Boom. Okay, Boom. I got another. No. 601-6733. Your mic's open.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Don Mac? What's going on, STN champ? I think Don Mac fell off. Hold on. We got another mic, 870-0273, your mic's open.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
This is T-Mac, man. What's going on?
Oh,
what you got going on?
What's going on with you?
Oh,
I can't call you the STN champ. I just called Don Mac that.
You ain't got to call me the STN champ. But down on a motherfucker ass I go to, I ain't got to be the champ.
That's right. So what's y'all plans in the future right there, Arkansas?
Man, as of right now, we kind of undecided, man. We're trying to pull something together. And hopefully we're gonna raise one more time before the year out.
I hear that.
We're gonna raise one more time before the year out. But if not, then we're gonna wait around until Fat Tuesday. But hopefully we'll get one more in before the year out.
Yeah. Well, you got a show you looking at
on your first date, huh?
Y'all got a show y'all trying to make or something? Are y'all looking at something?
Well, we got two shows we're looking at trying to make. We're thinking about a Tunnel Down race on December 7th in Texas and Dallas Raceway. And we're looking at Baldy's race over in Orlando.
Okay, well, I got done. Hold on, just say let me open Don Mac.
Hey, go ahead. Go on with the show. I was just tuning in, man. Show you some support, man. I'm going to go back on mute. I'm going to go watch the football game.
All right, T-Mac. Don Mac.
Yes, sir.
All right, what's up, STN champ?
It ain't a whole lot going on. I'm trying to build me another truck.
You trying to build another truck? Hell, ain't you got enough trucks, Don Mac?
No. I need one for every track. I can't get down Holly track, so I'm trying to build something for Holly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm ready to blow your ass out, goddamn it, Holly.
Hey, I'm ready to make you famous.
I'm already famous in my own little way.
I'm ready to make you unfamous, then.
Oh, no, don't shoot me down like that, though, Matt. Don't shoot me down. You want to tell all the listeners who you went and paddled with this past weekend?
Me and Scoop, we had a little race, had a little fun. But see, a lot of people got that race confused. Me and Cooper, we raised, I won. Me and Cooper, we talk like everybody number talk, but the fans and they added boots to the stuff up and they hype it up and did a lot of talk. But see, everybody blaming Cooper for that. Cooper didn't say all that. Them just his fans. See, his fan woman was saying that he didn't make the Christmas stuff. So Cooper said he lost. So there ain't no more right. But see, what they don't understand, the fans don't understand when a man win, he got bragging right. You know, they don't understand that. They say, I bought the talk because I won. If he won, he gonna talk anytime a man win, he got bragging right. When you lose, you don't have no bragging right. They don't understand that.
Hell yeah. Well, sometimes I even talk shit when I lose, dog, man.
Yeah, you see, but a lot of people think Cooper said all that. Cooper wasn't the one said it. It be his fan. They be saying that when he come in and everybody just jump on him, but it ain't so much of him because he didn't really say nothing. He just was talking because like they'll get him in the middle of conversation but he don't really even know what they gonna say.
Well, hold on. Just a second. I got to put my hand up.
Say, Oz, and Don make right. Oz, Don make right because him and Scooby talk like man on the show, and they came to the conclusion that you know what I'm saying, other people was blowing it out of proportion, and Scuba did clarify and came on the show. The first question I asked Scuba, what happened? He said, I got my asshole blowed out. Dumb man got his asshole blowed out, and they got put in the same goddamn ambulance, and they shook each other's head and went and got their asshole fixed. So, you know. But other than that, man, like Dumb Man said, when you win a race, you deserve to brag, and when you lose a race, you can do what you want to do, brag or sit your ass down somewhere and regroup. But go ahead on.
Okay.
All
right, we got a hand up. 773-6180. Your mic's open. Man, he had too much noise on that number. All right, 985. He had too much noise on that number. I had to shut him off, darn man. 985-9691. Your mic's open. Go ahead, darn man.
Oh, yeah. I talked with a guy last night. I was going to run him Saturday. He told me he ain't never lost a race yet. And I told him, I said, man, you got more cards I got. But I said, man, I'd like to cry you just because you said you ain't never lost.
What kind of car you got, dumb, man?
Got, he got a metal book with big tires on it. And he agreed to give me the back tire.
Uh-huh.
Because he gonna give me the back tire because he got a big block. And he gonna give me the back tire. And I'm gonna start to spin his big block, big tire. He gonna give me the back tire. And we gonna bet our own little money. We just gonna do it because he said he ain't never lost a race. And I told him I think I can beat him.
Yeah.
You gonna do a little printing ray for a couple hundred.
Yeah, that's what we doing tomorrow at Holly Springs with John Wood. I mean, he got a big block on 315. I mean, we got a small block on 275. We told him we were gonna get in the box and try him head up for a little bit.
A lot of people thinking that. See what it is. See when like when y'all brag, y'all scare a lot of people. But if I lose, I lose. I win, I win. Cause no, I don't think I got to prove the point to myself. What can I do? It ain't that where somebody laugh. If I lose the race, your wife won't be in next week.
Where you gonna
somebody,
be?
I'm going to try to race again. I ain't going to just lose and quit because I lost. I'm going to keep on racing.
Yeah. All right, let me see if I can get this guy right here. 678-9992, your mic's open.
What's going on, Oz?
What's going on? Who are we speaking
with?
Big Dave.
This is Big Dave, man. I'm just checking on you, giving you a little support.
Oh, okay. This is a small block champion then.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, man, what's going on, Big Daddy? You going to battle this weekend, ain't you?
I can't find nobody to go in the battle with, man.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to Florida.
I mean, I'm going, but I ain't found nobody to lock in yet.
Oh, there ain't no damn fools out there like me, huh?
No, well, the ones that are, you know, they be trying to put them big old gorillas on me, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the big old tires, big old motors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like I said, when I get there, I might feel like doing a little something with one of them just to try something.
Well, I heard you was a bear yourself now. Yeah, because you got a little small iron don't mean nothing some days.
Yeah, I'm a little polar bear, though, man. I ain't one of them big old grizzlies.
Yeah. Well, how was everything at the house today with the Thanksgiving and stuff?
Oh, everything good, man. Just relaxing, a little family in and out today, you know. I was just laying back looking at a little football here and there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got another mic over. Let me go to this guy and see what he got on his mind. 985-9691, your mic's open.
What's happening, Oz?
What's going on?
Oh, these nuts. What's happening with you?
Oh,
calling to support your show?
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, these nuts. What you got on your mind tonight?
Oh, man, ain't nothing. We're just sitting around getting fat and eating some of that turkey. That's about it today, you know? Just laying around.
Y'all got some spicy-ass food down there. I know I got a plate from Montgomery. Woo! That shit brought tears.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, indeed. Yeah, but that's about it. We just trying to get straight, you know. Hopefully we be out on the 7th, I think. We're going to try to go to Boom's race. Boom's having a race at No Problem on the 7th. So we're trying to make it out there, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Boom was on here speaking on it. He's still on here on mute and stuff. He was telling everybody about it. And they say you're going to war down there on the 7th.
Well, we're going to try. I mean, Goldust and them said that they want to knock Dinky and somebody else off first. He told me to sit back in the gap and wait. So, all right.
Want to knock
off? Huh?
Who they want to knock off?
They want to knock off Dinky. Dinky with, he's got a Mustang, an LS motor Mustang. I think they're racing him, and they're racing, I think they're racing Mo Jeezy with Firebird.
So that's a different Becky than I was thinking. I was thinking it was Roland.
No, they're not racing Becky at all. And the car they racing ain't even Becky. I think it's called Dinky is the dude that owns it. Dinky.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So it's a little silver coupe. You know, it's a pump gas motor, supposedly, you know. That's what they say.
Yeah.
It's a street car. You know, he puts pump gas in and drives on the street. So I think they're supposed to be doing some racing quarter mile, and then they're racing, or racing 8 mile first, then they're racing quarter, something like that. So, we should be ready, you know.
So they putting you on the back burner first, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it seemed like they wanted me at first, you know, be the first one. But, hey, I'll sit back and wait. That's even better, you know. So we'll see if we can hook up with somebody else out there, you know.
Oh, yeah, I might try to make that trip down there. I'm going to see Dan Run Gold Dust.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to blow it. Fuck, I blew an asshole out the first time. He ain't seen the second time yet. So it's going to be right. I promise you that. So
that's right. That's
you know,
right.
I got to have a winner and got to have a loser. So somebody got to lose.
Yeah, I've been seeing you posting pictures up on Facebook and stuff. You're like, it's coming together good.
Yeah, we're getting it right. So a little bit more, a little testing we got. We got to try to get out with it before that race, you know. So get that combination right, we'll be good to go.
Yep.
She got the famous Don Mack on the phone, huh?
Oh, what's yeah, up? He on.
Oh, champ, where you at, champ?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
What's happening, Don?
I am working on this truck a little bit.
God damn, they got you slaving on that thing. I called the other day you've been working on. What's going on with that, Don?
I'm building it. Just somebody that's on.
Huh?
This is a new truck just for me, D-Nut.
What? That's who it's for? God
yeah.
damn. Don,
yeah,
that's what that truck for?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I'll be glad when you get filled and we get on that damn Christmas tree at Holly Springs. I promise you, I'm going to lay a gap on my fucking ass.
Hey, do you know?
Huh?
One thing about a promise, do you know why people make a promise?
Why is that?
So they can break it.
So they can break it?
Well, I try to hold up for mine, darn man. I try to hold up for mine every time I promise something.
Hey, man, every time I line up with somebody, they trying to hold up. I am, too.
Yep.
I don't call myself the hold up, man. That's the name of the truck, the hold up truck. You
the
hold
up. Yeah. Okay, well, hold on. Just say we got another hand up. 601-2488. Your mic's open.
What's going on, Alan? This is Antoine.
Oh, what's going on, Antoine?
Yeah. I got one question to ask Mr. D's Nuts. Do we have to wait all day to race when I see you on the 7?
You might have to. I don't know. It depends. It all depends if I get the car right before the race.
There you go.
You know, it might come right off the trail. I mean, I don't know yet. You know what I'm saying?
I have no idea.
But I know on the 7 I'll be ready.
You. I'm not asking you to run straight off the trail. I'm just asking, are you going to wait all day like we did in Alabama?
Oh, come on. So you're saying because I waited all night, that's why y'all lost?
No, we lost because you – I'm going to be man enough to tell you, we lost because you won the race. Now what?
Well, that's good. I mean, hey, you got to have a winner and a loser, no matter
what.
I'm not going to wait all day. Hey, Dan Twine, I'm not going to promise you nothing because, first of all – like I said, I need to test the car. If it's tested, you know, hey, I'll race you. I'll make a pass and then we'll race. That ain't a problem. If it ain't ready, I'm not going to go throw myself out there and just say, yeah, I'm ready to race. You know, I mean, hey.
I don't want you to go crawfishing like Dinky and Mo G's in there.
Come on now. Did I crawfish in Alabama?
No, you ran. I take my hat off to you. You did run. You run.
All right.
But like I said, OGs and Dinka, they crawfishing now. So if they ain't going to race, I'm asking you if you going to race.
Hey, like I said, if that car's ready to race, we race it. There ain't no doubt. I ain't coming out there just to test and tune. But, hey, if it's right, we getting down. You know, that ain't no doubt. You know, and, hey, I don't want to wait. I'd rather race in the beginning so I can get another race. I'm good with that. You know, but, I mean, if I get out before the race, I'm hoping to get there and do nothing but race. But, see,
okay,
when
I'm
you got
trying.
Me, we were supposed to race. We were supposed to test Friday and Saturday before the race. I mean, yeah, Friday and Saturday before the race, and the race was Sunday. We couldn't
I'm
do neither because it was raining. So that's
yeah,
why
I'm
you had to wait.
I know you're a pretty big fella. I'm just trying to see what size meat grinder blades I need to bring with me.
Shit, you're going to have to bring some big old meat grinders for this big motherfucker.
I see. I'm going to
bring some extra blades, too, yeah?
I'm going to need some help getting in that grinder, getting you in that grinder, but I'm going to get you in there.
Boy.
I'm going to get you in there. I'm going to get you in there.
Boy, I can't
grind
wait
your
for
ass
that.
Up quick.
Huh?
Grind you up real quick. They're checking. If you get Dink and Mo-G to drop their nuts and you taking up for them the other night, get them down there too. Tell them to drop their nuts. Like you say, you like to drop his nuts all the time. I grind them up too. I don't eat nuts, but I grind them on up too.
God dang it. Come on now. You looking to knock all of us off, huh?
Man, I'm going to grind all y'all up in one day. One day and just go on and be through.
I can't wait. I'm going to have to pull that surprise again with the fuck I did y'all once.
This gold motherfucker sitting on the car for night hibernating, ready to get on some ass and grind up somebody. Somebody going to get grinding up. Quick.
Whew. I don't know about all that.
It's going to be cold, so I just want to go on and get it on out the way and come on back home. That's what I want to do, get it on out the way.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm looking to race. I ain't coming out there to practice. But, hey, as long as I get
you
a,
need to
a
be
few passes
in. Well, you need to be testing tomorrow then.
I hear that. We're working on it right now as we speak.
Well, I got one question for both of y'all guys. Y'all going to put the nuts up?
Man, they wouldn't put it up the last time.
They knew them nuts were mine.
That's why.
I know one got the gold nuts and the other got some blue nuts.
If the owner of the car want to put the nuts, so we will put them up. Nah, that's up to him. You talk to Trio about that. Talk to Trio. Hey, do we want to put the nuts up?
Yeah, I was just picking on y'all. We got another hand, though. Let me go to this mic. 256-4128. Who we speaking with? 256-4120. Your mic's open.
My name's Kurt.
Who?
My name's Kurt.
What's going on, man?
What's up?
I can't call it.
Y'all got anything small blocks y'all want to do something with?
Yeah, well, when you talking about doing something?
I don't know. What y'all like to do? When? Where?
I mean, I'm asking you. You said that we race tomorrow at Holly Springs. Can you get there? I don't even want to look at your car.
I'll be in Atlanta tomorrow racing on the street.
Oh, okay. Well, hell, I got a man on the phone. I mean, he got a small block car. He from over that way. Big Dave.
I'm here. I'm listening.
There you go.
I got a small block on 28th.
Got one kit?
It can be one kit if that's what you want it to be.
Small
block, no fiberglass but the hood in the trunk. That.
Everything
else.
How much you weigh?
How much you weigh? Goddamn, we class racer. Are we grudge racing?
I don't know.
This man that got on the phone, he called out small block. There he goes. Line him up, ain't he?
I'm just trying to figure out about your car.
What kind of car you got?
Got a Mustang.
About all Mustang about the same, ain't it?
I don't know. I guess you can pick them the same you want today.
Yeah, you got a stock suspension 28 car?
Yeah, I'm on 275.
275?
Yeah.
We on 275, too.
I thought you said you was
on 28. I'm on 275. He on 28. Big Dave's on 28.
Oh, okay.
Ain't that right, Big Dave? You on 28, right? Well, so when you talking about running somebody?
I don't know.
Where you race at?
Where do I race at?
Yeah, where do you normally race at now?
I'm from Huntsville. I run 235.
Oh, okay. What's your name again?
Curtis.
Oh, okay, Curtis. You was Eric Sherman one time, wasn't you?
Yeah, he don't
want to
do nothing. Can y'all get him to run?
Yeah, he'll run up, man. Yeah, I mean, that Sherman's big brother over there was talking to you. Big Dave, yeah.
Where you at? Get your brother to run, please, sir.
Huh? Big Dave.
Who?
I don't know what happened.
Oh, man. That's
Sherman's
brother?
They from the same camp, I guess. I mean, well, sort of. Same dude works on the car.
Oh, okay. When they said Sherman, he raced anybody, he ain't turning down nothing, so trying to figure out why he ran me yet.
I don't know. You got a nicer car, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I think I seen your car on Facebook and stuff. I ain't actually seen it in person or nothing. And when y'all got another show over y'all's way? Y'all got another one this year?
Nah, it's pretty much done for the year. We just going to do street racing tomorrow. That's pretty much it. The next year is in February.
Okay, you coming down to Fat Tuesday?
I don't know, I have to see. What day is it?
It's the 28th through the
4th. Oh, that's what's up, George.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Georgia.
Huh?
We'll be in Georgia then. That's when racing belt off then.
Yeah. Well, is that on the last week? Week of February? No, it's the third week of February, ain't it? Kyle Dawson's. I think so.
Yeah, Valdosta's first, then Hattiesburg. I mean, then Fat Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hold on just a second. We got another hand up. 773-6180. Mike, 773-6180. Your mic's open. Go ahead and mute him back up. He's too loud. All right, hold on just a second. 228, 1932, your mic's open.
What's going on? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
What's going on, man? Who are we speaking with?
Goddamn.
What
I
up
didn't...
there, Scooby?
What's going on?
Hey, what you doing?
Sure. I'm gonna go
get some
gas.
What action that, man? I can't talk too much, man. My old lady trying to ease out and do some early Black Friday shit. Stop, and you know how that go. She don't know I'm on the phone.
Oh yeah. Well, we had a man on the phone a while ago. He got a small block car. He wanted to do something with.
Yeah.
I don't know where he went off to.
What are you trying to do with that boom race?
No. Well, he probably would probably come down to boom race. Let me see if I can get him back up there. Big Dave.
Hello?
Are you going to Bones race, Scooby?
I don't know if I had a reason I would. I probably was. I was just about ready to shut down and go and do what I need to do. I got to get ready for y'all, Fat Tuesday.
I know. We're going to blow your ass out, boy. You think Don Mag yeah. got a photo of you?
Have it. Hey. All right. It's gonna be, hey, one to one, you gonna have, that's what you're going to have to do. But if I blow y'all ass out one to one, then turn around and get your ass two to one, that ain't going to sit well.
It ain't going to sit well.
Hell no.
I don't think you're going to stay there with one fucking kid. You
yeah.
ain't going to want it on two.
She told you what to do.
One thing about it, hey, Scooby.
Huh?
I don't lock the goddamn thing. I'm going to lose now. I promise you that.
Well, yeah. If somebody rally my cage enough, I come to Boom Ray.
Yeah. Well, I know down Arkansas talking about they want to make another race. And
they come to Boom Ray?
Huh? They was talking about Texas. What go?
Talking about Atomic Dog or Alley Cat Race. Somebody got one in Houston coming up.
Yeah, it's
but
in.
That's the same day Boom Race, ain't?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, T-Mac, come off of mute. He watching down football probably.
Hey, I didn't mean you been on the game.
What game?
Seattle and the Saints.
Huh?
Seattle and the Saints.
Yeah, we bet on it.
How we bet?
We bet $100 I got the Saints.
You smart. But, hey, I was just checking in, man, supporting your show. You doing good, everybody out there. I know it's about down, but now if somebody rally my cage, I will try to shake some folk fat to you.
Yeah, well, I guess the S10 champ don't want to shake nothing. He's going to try somebody else.
Hey, I can't blame him. He on, why not?
Yeah, well, we got another hand, though. Let me go to the next caller, Scooby.
I'm going on mute. Y'all be good.
All right, Scooby. 979-2679. Your mic's open.
Hi, this is Glenn.
Oh, what's going on, Glenn?
No much. Just calling to support your show, man.
Oh,
kind of busy right now, but if I look like I'm going to be off of Fat Tuesday. If anybody want to lock something in with a truck. Small block.
Yep. The truck man just got off.
Who's that?
Scooby.
What's up?
Scooby done see my slips, man. Me and Scooby done went up to
What's
Mississippi.
Up,
it's all good.
I got Glenn on the phone. He's looking for a truck race at Fat U. We ought to just throw them all in one damn pot. Let's shoot it out, man.
Yeah, because there's a lot of trucks popping up looking for stuff.
Yeah.
But everybody ain't got your money, I. Everybody put up about 500 now. You stretching and talking about 1,000.
Well, I mean, I ain't got... Oh, hold up. I ain't got no problem putting up 500 either.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm good. That's at the Fat Tuesday race. We going to do that?
Yeah.
Somebody will get together and do it. We'll get together.
I say everybody put up 500 to get it. Everybody got at least bet 500 each. You draw somebody.
Grant, my brother's wife.
Yeah. Now that's how I'm gonna like it, cause you know I don't my allowance ain't no more than 1,000 to bet on these regular ass cars.
Well, you. That puts you right in the budget there, Scooby.
I'm good with 500.
And 500 yeah. bet in between on each person you draw out. All we gotta do is get Arkansas and damn Dirty Red and all them motherfuckers on here. I think they got a truck in Huntsville.
Ain't Don Mac gonna have his white truck ready?
I don't know Don Mac on here. Come down where Don Mac.
Don Mac building a new truck.
Yeah, Don Mac got three fucking trucks, man. Hell, he got enough for his own goddamn class.
Pull him out the woods. Where old Don Mac at?
What dirty red at? Dirty Red chucking all kind of trash on the internet.
Hey, you know he bald. They bald Dirty Red from.
That's all he gonna do with man on the internet. You seen what I post on there, man? Pay your lockup, man.
Yeah.
Pay your lockup. Yeah.
I'll be ready for Fat Tuesday. I got my truck down right now.
Yeah. Hey, Don Mac. Glenn won't holler at you.
What's up,
Don Mac? You gonna be ready for Fat Tuesday, Don Mac?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Come on, man. You have three trucks.
Yeah, but I ain't no crying fits up.
One of them ought to be ready.
One of them ready now, but I'm trying to fit the nut.
Hey, you got a white truck ready?
Scoop donated to you. You should be all right.
I just got the little baby truck ready, but I want to do some body work before I get back on the white truck.
We was trying to get something going on for Fat Tuesday. Everybody putting $500 in the pot. Oh, you know, just a bunch of trucks.
And then you got to bet $500 each time you draw a motherfucking name.
Well, here, I ain't going to be drawing number one time, because, shit, hell, man, what if I put $100 man? I ain't got that kind of money.
No.
Hey, that means you won it then, you damn fool. That means you win it. Why I put the goddamn money? You lose one time.
I know, I'm just saying, you say every time you grow a man now, you got to bet 500 shit. 500 ain't going to go too far.
Hey, Don Mac, you lose one time, you out. But look at every time, if you draw a lot of names, that means you won, fool.
Okay, then. I probably do something.
I mean, we all need to get together and do so. There's too many damn trucks running around here.
Them trucks got them big ass tires, man. I hear it hard. Now that I'm
in the 46. Fuck it, Don Mac. I buy some 26 tall tires, put on my truck, and run your little base, bro.
I ain't talking about you, but it's just everybody got the big tire. It's hard to run the big tire with the small tire.
Talking about 29 and down.
Yeah. Everybody got them damn 31, them big old ass tires. I can't run no tires, no legal old tires like
that. Yeah, I got 29.
Hey,
Don Mac, what about that blue truck you ran that with them big tires on it? What they do?
That damn boy scared. I caught up on last night trying to run him back. The man, that damn man won't run to my leg.
Yeah.
I caught a man last night trying to get a race. That was. That man, he ain't gonna raid nobody. He raid
I got a question. We got all these Mississippi guys on here in Louisiana real close. Let's talk about this damn Mississippi Grudge Racer of the Year. Who do you think is the Mississippi Grudge Racer of the Year? Who is the driver of the year, the track of the year? Don Mac, I want to start with you first.
It'll be hard for me to say because I ain't been all that far. No, you have to give it somebody that been further than I have.
Been further than you? Hell, you race every weekend, don't you, Don Mac?
Yeah, but no, that's all. I've been at Leeville and Hattiesburg and stuff like that, but these people don't know where I went further, so there's no more.
Well, you got your ass blowed out at Holly Springs. I do remember that.
Yeah.
So you rate more than just Leafville, Hattiesburg, Canton.
Yeah. I rate Lena, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you blow my ass out at Lena. Motherfucker. All right, well, hell, Don Mac ain't got no damn comment. Scooby, what you think?
Yo,
what's the
criteria? Just Mississippi racing?
Yeah, Mississippi racing. You got to be
hey,
Mississippi.
Man.
It don't
hey,
matter
man.
If you race on you.
Hey, for what I see here, that's Antoine now. Them boys putting in action, man.
Man, them boys going. You right about
yeah,
that? Them
going.
Boys are.
Yeah, they putting it in.
Yeah. All right, what do you think of the Grudge Track of the year for Mississippi?
The Grudge Track? You say the Grudge Track?
Yeah, the Grudge Track.
Hell, that got to be Hot Springs, huh? That way it looks like everybody wants to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Don Matt, you got a comment on the Grudge Track of Mississippi?
Well, I guess they probably might say probably to go out to Holly Spring. Well, it would be hard for me to just say because they grew up right down all these tracks. It would be hard to say we want to do the most.
Yeah, you got Canton.
I think Ken's got a lot to look forward to next year, man. They had a lot of big races rained out that was going to be some show enough races down there.
Then you got the little Tuesday night. They used to do a lot of little grill right now and there sometimes on Tuesday night. It's going to be just hard.
They get it on a lot of that firing too, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Antoine.
Yeah.
What you think? You just got nominated for a Grudge Race of the Year. What's your opinion?
Yeah, we've been putting it in. I'll take that nomination because we have been putting it in and doing some traveling and riding. But the track of the year got to be Holly Springs.
Holly Springs, I mean, you race that pretty much all over the damn place, so you picking Holly Springs.
Yeah, I love Holly Springs. I can't lie to you. I love it.
Yeah.
That's the hookiest track I've ever been on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you got any comments about driver of the year?
Well, I'm just doing what I like to do. That's what I like to do is drive. I love it. So, I mean, that's basically, you know, all I can say on that right now.
Yeah, you driving multiple cars too, ain't you?
Huh?
You drive more than just Gold does, right?
Yeah, we got, I got a coupe coming out. Then Fletcher just got another car. So we're gonna have like four cars I'm going to have to drive this year.
Boy, you coming deep, Nate, in 2014, huh?
We trying to do it. We got, we gonna have four cars running. Four.
Yeah, that damn little Gold Dust car, he's hard now. That something is hard now. That motherfucker got some nuts too, boy. He got them gold motherfuckers hanging off of the back of it. He used them too.
Hey, and it's, a lot of people don't believe it's nothing to that car. It's actually a budget car. It's nothing to it. There's nothing to it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Even a mechanic surprised it run like it do, and I'm surprised.
Yeah.
It shocked me.
What about your buddy's car, Chris Denson? He got his car back going?
He's waiting on some parts, as far as I know.
Yeah.
We told him just take your time and do it right. I mean, ain't no need to rush the racing game because the same thing will still be going on while you're down and when you come back out.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's waiting on parts.
Yeah. Well,
that's you standing on a car phone.
That's Don Mac standing on that song, bitch, I guess. Don Mac.
Yeah, he did say he was doing body work.
Don Mac, Chris, get on that damn car and meet your phone.
I will be like PDT now. Be out of here.
Say, Don, what you trying to knock the Bondo off that thing to make it a little lighter or what?
No. I'm doing some work on my frame.
Yeah.
You sad the fuck out of that frame.
I just prime it, Don Mac. When I pass by, you have to put a blue stripe on it.
Hey, Jimbo. We ain't gonna be on no circle crack.
Y'all ain't on no circle track going back, huh?
Yeah. It one shot, one kill.
Hey, Antoine.
Yeah.
I just got a text message from a now G-Body. He said he wants to break from Goldust.
Who is this G-Body?
I think y'all wooked him in, or he wooked y'all at Holly Springs, that gray one.
That what?
That gray G-Body that you ran at Holly Springs on a test hit, I think it was.
Talking about the Malibu?
Yeah.
Oh, now all of a sudden he want to race.
Yeah, he said he'll take the break from.
If he got the call big, talking about take the break, what does that mean? That means you need to stay out of my way before I grind your ass up. Don't call me begging.
Hey,
he got a way bigger motor. He ought to be ashamed calling begging, texting begging. Got a way bigger motor and everything. And begging? Come on, man. Stay out of my way. That's what you need to do. Don't call me begging. Now text him that back.
It is Thanksgiving now. You're supposed to give a little bit of Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm a Scrooge during Thanksgiving.
You gonna eat all the damn turkey, huh?
Ain't nobody getting none.
Well,
he ought to be ashamed texting you that. He ought to feel ashamed even asking that.
That means
stay out of my way. That means you got called begging me for a race. Stay out of my way. Talking about give him the break. Come on, man. Have him take the break.
Caller. I mean, Flop, did you hear that? Uh-oh, he said open his mic. Hold on. Hit the one button, Flop. There he is. Flop. Damn, he fell off. Motherfucking shit, it's kind of hard, man.
Hey,
hit the
wheel.
Huh?
You ain't got wheel on here?
There's a bunch of 901 numbers on here. They ain't hit the one button yet.
Ah, damn. Now you supposed to get wheel on from the get-go. How you know it ain't a successful show without wheel?
There he is. Motherfucker, where'd he go now?
I missed something. What's happening?
Hey,
Flop, I got you on here now.
Hold on. Hey, first of all, Antoine, how you know how big my motor is, man? You my engine builder now?
No, your boy tell your story.
Hold on. Don't nobody know but me and my man that's in the federal opinion how big that motor is.
Mr. Flop. Hold on,
okay.
Mr. Flop.
So yeah, I'm begging. Hold on, let me tell you. I'll bow down to you and say, yeah, I'm big, and I got a G-body. You got a Mustang. Hold on. It ain't your motor that I'm scared of by far. It's your car. Stack that weight on your back, and let's get down there.
How about you go buy you a Mustang?
I don't like them.
Stay out of my way, or I'll grind your ass up quick.
Man, you ain't going to grind nothing.
Well, if you think I'm going to grind you up, why don't you sit down beside me and head up then?
I can't whoop your heads up. I got a real
street
car. Y'all don't.
Stay out my way. That means
y'all
you can't
don't.
Mess with me. Stay out my
you
way.
You all talk right now, bro.
Man, I done tried to run you twice in the
no,
highest
ring. Hold on.
I done tried to run you twice.
Hold on. I'm real easy to find, and I don't know who you done sent asking you to run me. 901-212-15.
5x5
You park side by side in Holly Springs when I asked you to race and tucked your ass and ran. That's what you
hold
did.
Hold on, man. Hold
you
on.
You
come
on the road when you know the power hurt. You know
hold
the power
on.
Hurt.
You ain't never been parked side by side with me, man, first of all.
How come we won't park side by side in Holly Springs?
We ain't never been.
You got the great
when?
Malibu? You
yeah.
got the great Malibu?
Yeah, that's me. I got a great Malibu. All
right, then, man. Go lay down, man. Go lay down.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
rest.
All in half-sad and stuff sound
well,
good.
When I bet, if I don't run you next time I see you in Holly Springs, I'm, shit, man, please. Go lay down,
okay.
man.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
all that sound good. All
yeah.
that sound real
yeah,
good.
Yeah, you calling begging. You're calling
yeah.
begging.
Hey,
but where are
you heard the man.
Mean?
Hold on.
Yep.
Hold on.
What's that
you heard
if
the
you
man.
Begging, if you begging.
It's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
if you begging, that means you cannot fade gold dust. So that means you need to stay out my way before I grind you up in the meat grinder.
Hey, man, it's Thanksgiving.
All right. I told you I'm a screw doing Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. I see.
Well,
okay.
well, what?
We all own no G-body. And I don't know what else to tell y'all, nigga. Call him big a G-body or something. We ain't got no G-body. We got Mustang.
Well, I ain't going to big no G-bodies with no little block in them.
Well.
So,
I don't know what else to tell you. You ain't getting nothing on this end, so try again next year on somebody else. If you feel lucky, step to me next time you see me in Holly Springs.
I will. Ain't no problem.
Yeah.
We'll figure it
now, out. 2877 pipes open. With.
That's with, man.
With.
.901-2877,
your mic's open. That's Whit. Yeah, I know that Whit. Whit. Whit ain't got nothing. Becky. Who the fuck is this on my show now calling this Becky shit?
And they already cheat, so. Let
me see.
She likes that toy. I don't know why.
That is how that motherfucker was on BET show talking about this Becky shit. And next thing you know, I post it. That is the motherfucker went again. Dumb, you the only motherfucker was on the TV. God damn, did I make everybody mic or what? Hold on.
All right, I can hear you.
You hear that Becky shit in the background?
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to be here. I'm saying I got another hand. If you ain't talking, mute your mic. Yeah. 601-2027,
your mic's open. Yeah, hey, y'all got anything locked up for Mardi Gras?
Scooby. Not. Well, we got it locked up for the pre-Mardi Gras at Battlefield.
Okay. What y'all running, trucks against trucks or Mustang against his truck?
I don't know. Who am I speaking?
Huh?
Who is this talking?
It's Big John.
Big John. What you got, Big John?
Got a Hold on, man.
You really need some of these mics. Hey, if y'all want to speak again, you're going to have to hit the one button, take your hand down, and hit it again and come back in. I'm going to mute these mics. It's too noisy. I don't know where it's coming from. Probably Don Mac standing on that fucking frame. All right, go ahead, Big John.
Yeah, we got a Mustang on some 28s. We wait on some parts to come in. We trying to get it ready before Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, are you talking about the pre Mardi Gras race or in Hattiesburg?
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, we're gonna have it ready before that weekend.
Okay, okay. What's the is it small block?
Yeah, small block, nice.
Oh yeah, yeah. We most definitely can do something.
Okay. All right. Well, soon as we get everything back together, man, I'll be calling the show. We'll lock something
up. Okay. All right. It's a Mustang, you said, with a small block. That's it. I mean,
yeah.
It don't matter how many you got. I ain't worried about that shit.
All right.
Where are you from? Where you race at now? Have you been racing or are you building a brand new car?
Well, it's a brand new car. We tested it couple times and we had a problem with it and we had ordered to get more parts for it.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. You tested it, you weren't fast enough for the game, huh?
Yeah, we had to go back to the drum board with it.
Yeah. It happens that way sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, solid big
yeah, so we had to go back to the drum.
Yeah. So this is going to be your brand new car to the Grudge Game? Or you been class racing, something like that or something?
Well, we've been grudging for a minute, but it's coming down for a while. We're just getting it back going.
Oh, okay. 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 901-2877, your mic's open. I'm not playing anyone. Hey, Flop, your mic's still open.
As I'm on mute.
Yeah. 120, 150. Okay, that was F1's phone. Got that noise on it. Flop, you out of town for tomorrow, ain't you? Hey, Flop, hold it down for me right quick. Hey, Flop.
I hear you, guys.
Yeah, I told you hold it down for me right quick. I had to go. For a minute.
Hello?
You can't hold it down? You can't hold it down for me?
Yeah, anybody on the mic? All the mics open?
I got a couple mics open. Big John, the new Mustang. Don Max, Mike. Hey, Flop, that's your background noise, ain't it?
That's mine. I got a lot because I'm in the park.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to put you back on mute and shit. All right, you go ahead and mute your phone. You just come back in when you need to.
Okay.
Go on, play this song right here. Got down for Grudging Small Block Mafias.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump.
Yep, my whole team's on top now, baby. Let me open this mic right here up. I think that's down. 901-6540, that you, Mark? 901-6540.
No, what's up, Al?
What's going on? Who we got?
It's Big Tommy, man. You hold my mic, right?
Oh, okay. I thought you were Morris number. My bad, Big Tommy. What's going on with you, TNT?
I'm just sitting there watching the game, man.
Yeah.
Still eating a little turkey.
Oh, what yeah. You have a good... He on here. He on here, his mic still open. He was standing on his frame trying to get that motherfucker light, man.
Yeah, Joe.
Standing on it or standing on it?
Yeah, he's standing on it. He's there.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get the paint off. I get the paint off, it'll be a little lighter, go a little faster.
How you doing, man? What about the bundle?
Ain't no bundle. I bought that off.
Okay. I hear you.
Yep. Well, hell, Big Tommy, you want to tell everybody who you are, what you got?
TNT Racing, man. Got a small block Mustang. I'm 28. Slow as a motherfucker. I blew my ass out.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to blow my ass out. Brian Lowe said he gonna blow my ass out. Everybody wanna blow my ass out.
Did nobody want to touch you till I got a hold of you?
Yeah, I think you made me funny.
Yeah, I didn't know him until you got a hold to him.
You gonna get to know me next year. Yeah. You still don't know me, done, Matt.
Yeah, but I've been talking to you a little bit. I feel like I know you.
Dumbass, who are you talking to, Dumbass?
Huh?
Who are you talking to on this end?
Kissing to him.
What you tell him, Dumbass, you going to sit on his ass, huh?
There you go.
Mm-hmm,
he don't believe
me. You and John? Yeah,
the Texas
racing tomorrow.
Yeah, me and John going to do a little buddy-buddy deal, I guess. Head up. He ain't going to try to knock my head off with the money. So we're going to try.
So what you bringing, the Punisher?
I'm bringing the Punisher, man. I'm going to try to punish him. You got a handful.
Yeah, you got your handful.
I try to get motherfucking J&J. That's who I tried. I tried like hell. He got to work, though. He can't make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Don Mac? Don Mac, you coming up tomorrow?
No, Don Mac.
No. I'm going to run somebody sad. I can't get down that track. That road's like 50 trucks. I'll be ready for it this year, though.
Don Mac,
what do you mean you can't get down? Man, anybody can go down Hall of Springs, man.
Well, I'm
Well, anybody but me. I ain't been on that damn track yet. I did everything I know to do, so I just can't get down there. I ain't going to take no pause off, though. I turned that something up, down, and every damn thing still won't go.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you this right here. Don't matter, goddamn, that goddamn hit he had on his last time he hit at Holly Springs, I went to Canada the next day. Same shit happened. He couldn't move off the starting line. He come back. He made that damn adjustment. That motherfucking truck went A to B at Canton. All he had to do was make that adjustment at Holly Springs. He could have raced
that motherfucker. He didn't want that motherfucker to go down the track at Holly Springs, guys. He knows he was stuck. Everybody would have been over there on his ass.
When I come back, everybody had the opportunity. I'm coming back, Junebug.
Well, come on back, Junebug. I'll be waiting.
Yeah, this show got some rough in.
Hell, you did that. Fucking and everything.
Huh?
Boy, look who we got right here. I got to open this motherfucker up. Yeah. 662-0506. VT. VT, come on mute, boy. I guess he ain't there. Talk to me.
Get him out the bush.
BT, you in the bushes, man. Bring your ass on out. I got your mic open. I ain't going to cut you off. Well, hell, I guess I'm a little fucker. Don't want to talk, man. Hey, Big Tommy.
Here, what's up, man?
I got a question for you. Did you hear the topic a while ago?
Not really. I wasn't paying no attention, man. I'm watching this game.
Yeah. Well, I asked my 4-5 on who you think is the Mississippi Grudge Track of the Year, who you think Grudge Racer for Mississippi is, and the driver of Mississippi. You like to comment on that?
Well, you know, I'm new to the game, so, you know, I ain't been to many tracks. If I had to pick one, it'd be Hollow Springs. First Grudge Race of the year. Shit, I think Whit.
Well, it got to be Mississippi. Whit from Tennessee.
But he represents Hollow Springs, so it's Mississippi.
I don't know how that works.
What you getting at? You want me to say your name?
I don't give a fuck. I know one person you can't say the name.
Who is it?
TNT. Testing tunes.
Well, damn, man. We only been in one grudge race, man.
I know they've been testing tuning all year.
Yeah. Yeah, you right. But when we do get that motherfucker right, you got Chucky right.
Oh, trust me, that bitch gonna be right. He gonna. Well, goddamn,
y'all the one hit wonder.
Hey.
Chuck ain't
nothing but
a one-hit wonder, man. That's it.
Well, one thing about it, we didn't test the tune all year either, though. When we did cover hit, we covered hit and got there and went to the shop for a couple months.
How many times you seen me at the track this year?
I don't know. A couple times. A few times.
Okay.
I seen you a lot of times you were talking shit to me.
Well, yeah. Tell me a
You know,
yeah.
I talk shit for every time I see you, man.
Oh, I already know. We're going to race, too, every goddamn time we got down. Get it off, hell.
Yeah. Every time I see you, every time I see Don Mac.
Yeah.
You racing.
You better get Don Mac before I get him. That's my motherfucking duck.
You got to give me part of him.
Nah. Yeah, that's my
motherfucking
dog. Yep. Yeah. Hold on a second. I'll holler at this. One of my guys right now. 601-1411. Mike's hosting. 601-1411. That you, Nutty?
Can't talk right now. Got a mouthful of food.
Oh, okay. Well, hell, you hit the one button.
No, I didn't. Somebody else must be. I got three people on my line.
Oh, okay. Well, anybody on Nutty phone wanted to talk? Who you got there, Nutty? Somebody got to come out of the goddamn woods, man. Shit. We ain't hitting on shit now. All them motherfuckers want to talk with Don and Mac.
My mic still on?
Yeah, your mic still on.
I got a question.
All right, go ahead.
I've been listening to you about this nominee. How you going to vote on some tracks if you don't travel these other tracks and you don't see these other drivers and all that mess? I mean, just by the internet? I mean, how you going to vote on a track? You don't know all the grueling races that go on that don't be talked about. I mean, how you going to judge that?
That's
what I've been wondering, though. Like Donald said and Scuba said a while ago, it's races that we don't even know about.
Yeah. Well, I guess the only thing you can do is, like, vote for who you like.
And what Thomas said a while ago, you know, true enough, Wick from 901 from Memphis, but his home track is a Mississippi track, so he got to be thrown in there. He represents Holly Springs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got valid points, man. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know where they come up with the shit at. All I know, Don MacDowell put it on my page and shit, and I shopped it around and shit, so it ain't like I didn't tell nobody about it.
I mean, I don't know. So, anyway.
Whoever gets nominated, I guess it's whoever took that little time, that 3-minute time, and filled it out.
Yeah, I got you.
And it's who you like.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, Big Tommy got a good point about that shit.
I'm being real. When he get on all these talk shows, he don't say nothing about Memphis Motorsport. It's always Holly Springs. That's his home track. That's his home base. So technically, he's a Mississippi racer.
Yeah.
Do he even run at Motorsports?
He's known all over the world. Goddamn it.
I said, do he run at Motorsports in his backyard?
No, he got some kind of... He on the phone. I hell don't know why.
I'm just being real on that, man.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, I've been sitting back and listening. I've been feeding my feet on sweet potato pie, but I've just been sitting back and listening. Where your co-host at?
I don't know where that motherfucker is, man. He told me he's going to be on at 7:30.
You made a man asking that question on Facebook.
I had to ask him sometimes.
I'm just picking. No.
I don't want the boss man to read the shit and say, goddamn, he's going to be with us.
But I do want to tell you this. I did talk to the owner of Battlefield last weekend. He told me to tell everybody the track is drag racing friendly. He's going to have it working damn good. And it is going to be there. They're working out the last detail So he's looking forward to it. He said he got enough room so he can pack just the many and more than lean in now.
He better know what he's in for, because, goddamn, he better have some security and everything else at that motherfucker.
Well, I told him that. I told him, you know, I said, you need to, you can get to sit down and talk about it. I said,
Because I said Lena was overpacked, and he said he can handle them more than Lena.
Yeah.
So, somebody fell off my line. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, I think it's going to be down there. I mean, that's where I'm going to lock my races in at. I ain't studying about Hub City. I'm going to lock mine in on that Saturday at Battlefield.
Well, like I said, he's a...
Want to run Small Block Mafia, you know where we'll race at.
Hey, how long that track been open in Battlefield?
Huh?
That track been there for years. Shit. A bunch of years. It ain't a new track. It's just a new owner got it.
Who was that big? Ask that.
Who that was?
I think it was Big Mama.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how long it's been there. Hell, I was in high school when Lana and them had it. And when I built my car, Chad bought it then. I've been having my car going about 8 years now. It used to be, you know, just a test and tone and bracket track, but he getting away. He said bracket crowd on the left. He going to lean more towards the heads up and grudge racing if he can get people to come. I tried to work with him last year, and the weather wouldn't cooperate on a couple of my little races, but I can't do nothing about the good law of work. But he will rent it out, too. And another thing, he told me, he said he's not going to be open as much as he was this year either, because you know, they run the bracket King of the Coast stuff down at Gulfport track, too, in that point series, so. I mean, everything is on the internet if you want to know. Phone numbers, you know, contact information, direction, picture. You Google it, it'll show it to you. It's battlefielddragway.net. It's two different addresses. I mean, eyes on the internet. One of them is .net. One of them is worldwide. One of them says it's in Chunky. One says in Newton. It's in Newton County, but they call it Chunky. There's a couple ways you can get to it. It's on the new Lauderdale line, Post Carolina Road.
Oh, okay. So if I'm coming from Jackson, I'll get to the track before I get to Meridian.
You can come through the woods, or you can go to Meridian and come up 19 like you're going toward the casino. You can get off at Chunky Edge at 121 and go about, I think it's 5 or 6 miles, and turn right and take you to the front gate of the track.
Oh, okay.
If you're going up 19, just as you get ready to cross County Line, Newton County Line, you take a left on Post County Line Road. And you actually see it from the four lane through the little hollow on your left-hand side. I mean, I go different ways because I'm like 40 minutes away from it. I go all different ways, but. I mean, Don Mack done ran on it. He done been to it before. A couple other guys have been there. I mean, got to ask some of the other racers. I'm going to say this here. I'm not being biased, but I run there all the time, so I like some of the other people talk about it instead of me. I have been on it one time off the trailer on the night.
Yeah. So that's the only way I know how to do it. Fuck a motor here.
So
I got another hand up. 678 1445, your mic's open. No, I'm speaking with you.
What's up, guys? It's Chick.
What's going on, Chick?
Not much. Hey, all y'all Mississippi guys, y'all finished racing for the year? Are any of y'all coming over to any of these Florida races in the next couple of weeks?
Scooby was talking about doing some earlier. Let me open his mic back up, see if he's still listening.
What's up, I?
All right, I got them guys out of Georgia on the phone. That's the one we're talking about, that small guy.
Oh, what are you talking about?
What you got? You got a small block on 28?
Yeah, one gun, small block, 28.
You coming to Florida anytime soon? Any of these races they have in the Florida?
I was going to try to make ball the race, but I got my Pee Wee football team. We got all-star playoffs that week. I'm trying to get them. Yeah, I'm trying to get them to reschedule. If they reschedule, I'm coming.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Who this?
The chick out of all.
Oh.
Jordan.
What you got, chick?
That's the same guy. Yeah. Scooby, a couple of weeks ago, the Jolly Rancher car.
Oh, okay. Hey, where you going? You doing anything this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah. What about Sunday?
Montgomery. They canceled Montgomery for me.
Well, come on down to Atmo. They ain't too far from Montgomery. About another hour from Pad Montgomery.
Atmo. I think I've been there.
Yeah. Yeah, they just redid them. They redid the whole track. It's nice. We're going to be up there. We got some action going up there.
It's
red on Friday.
What's the temperature supposed to be this weekend?
Huh?
What's the temperature supposed to be this weekend?
Yeah, because we got a couple races locked in.
Okay, what kind of race is it over there? What kind of race they have? What kind of show?
Grudge. It's Grudge. That's all they do on Sunday. Yeah. We got a Mustang small block on 29 we'll try you with.
A small block 29? I run 28. I run 29.
Oh. Yeah. We got our 28 car stock suspension got a big block in it.
How'd you just say you got a truck on 28?
Got a truck too.
Oh, that's fun. What y'all want to do with that truck?
Get down. One gun. You on one gun?
I can run one.
Yeah, get on one, and I'll make it my business to bring my truck. I wasn't gonna bring it, but if you want to come, I'll give you some play. One to one.
Let me see if we want to go to Atmo. We got some business. We was going to go down to Florida this weekend. I had some schedule, but I know if you come down to Florida, I'd change all my things. I'd be in Florida this weekend.
I know I can't make it to Florida.
You can't make it down there this weekend?
No way.
Big Dave, your mic's open.
I'm here. Who the hell up? Who that you talking to? All right. Oh,
they told me his name off Scooby.
Oh, that's Scooby? Oh, okay. You coming down to Florida?
He's talking about going over to Atmo.
Oh, okay.
He's in the background. Thank you. Jake, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
That ain't no noise in my background.
Yeah.
Yo.
You got kids in the background?
Yeah, I just stepped out. I was in the store. I told you I had snuck off with my old lady.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all think y'all can get something worked out?
Well,
I think I
ain't going to, like I said, unless this football game get chained around, I know I ain't going to do nothing. And I heard you talking about Mardi Gras now. I was talking about locking in Hattiesburg. I ain't gonna promise you I'm gonna make it to Battlefield.
Oh no, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do in that Battlefield, man. That Saturday.
Oh, yeah,
Mardi Gras.
I know we was all going to Hattiesburg, but now if I make it to Battlefield, we'll do it. But I ain't gonna promise you that. I thought we were talking about Hattiesburg.
Yeah, I've been telling everybody from day one. I'm doing it.
Excuse me. I thought I heard somebody say if they make it worth their while, they come to Florida. I thought I heard that earlier when I was just listening.
No, he was talking about that Big Booms race. Boom on Wheels race.
When Big Booms race?
The 7th of December. And No Problem Race race.
Where is that at? Is that in Florida?
That's in Louisiana.
Okay.
Who is trying to get something going in Florida?
This chick.
That's chick, man.
Hey, chick, I'm gonna call somebody and see if I can get them to see if they want to come get my truck and take it down there and run you. But I know I ain't gonna do it, but I got somebody, you know, I trust with it.
Okay, yeah, call them, see what they want to do. See if they able to make it.
And what kind of car you got?
He got a little small black Mustang.
The green car?
Yeah,
small black Mustang.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the same guy I had locked in a couple weeks ago and the race rained out, Scooby.
Okay, yeah.
Y'all ain't coming to Florida with that car? Y'all ain't going to bring the Punisher down there either?
No, we're not bringing the Punisher down to Florida. We threw after tomorrow with the car. He's going to do some podcasts for it. Hell, we gotta get some good parts like y'all got.
Hey, y'all were talking about coming to Montgomery.
Yeah, we were coming to Montgomery, but
Edmore ain't that far from Montgomery.
Edmore.
Straight down 65.
It's a good track too. What I seen on the videos and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new track. Well, been around on this year.
When is that, most Saturday or Sunday? Sunday?
Sunday. All concrete, Sunday.
I don't know about Atmore. I don't know if I can make it this weekend.
Uh-huh. Well, what you looking like for the Mardi Gras races?
Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to get to somebody to add before Mardi Gras.
Oh. Yeah.
He's trying to get in your ass this weekend, chick.
I can be in Florida eyes. And can you be in Florida? I get to your ass this weekend.
I can't be in Florida this weekend.
Okay, then. Well, that man ought to talk.
Hold on. Now, look. You said you only run in Montgomery. Man said
go over everything I said. If you sitting there saying what I said, go over everything I said.
I don't remember what you said, chick.
You didn't. You just take it what you want to take. I said I'm not going to Montgomery. I'll be in Florida this weekend. I said I'll make it my business to be in Florida.
Yeah.
Yo.
They do got a belt, man. I'm going to get that goddamn pretty belt from them.
You ain't got enough to get it. You what might want to let everybody else talk. You just host this show, that's what you do.
What kind of belt they got, I?
They got the small block nitrous belt. I'm going to get that motherfucker from when I get a hold of them.
Then I just tell you to do what you're good at, host this show. You ain't good enough to get it built.
Hey, that goddamn rain showed you how I got that. Hell, that rain saved you, man, I promise.
Rain ain't, I understand. If you the one out there doing the rain, Dan, you're right. You did get saved. If you the one doing the rain, Dan.
Hold on. Why the fuck would I lock you in? Didn't want to do a rain dance. Come on, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with the car. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing but a little bit of gas. Let's come on from down to Florida.
Hey, we racing tomorrow at Holly Springs. You want to come on over and do it tomorrow?
I gonna try how to spring 2 weekends in a row. Y'all gonna count for 2 weekends in a row.
That ain't my fault. I don't run the track.
I know you don't. I'm going to Florida. I'm making my business. I'll be in Florida tomorrow. I mean, the weekend.
See it. Kyle, we drive all the way to Florida. Hell, we done. And if you beat me.
It ain't them again, man. Well, up the ante on the bet then. Make it worth your while. Up the ante.
Yeah, I'm out $3,000 if I go to Florida and you beat me.
Bet the
$3,000. Yeah.
You coming up with all kind of excuses. You ain't finna get no bill. You got too many excuses to get a bill.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you. You ain't gonna do that. I'm not talking to you right now. I'm trying to find somebody who want to race. I'm looking for a race.
All right.
You're a talk show host tonight. You host this show.
You do.
Okay, well, y'all go back. How you been then?
That's what I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be in Florida this weekend.
Yeah,
I'm making my business to be in Florida. If you call that man and see if he can, when you talking about somebody might be able to bring the truck down there, so I know. Orlando,
yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah, Orlando.
Oh, Orlando. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
But if not, we'll bump into each other around Fat Tuesday. Y'all, that's all y'all saying. Y'all don't know nobody got no truck, do you?
No truck?
Yeah.
We take our truck and pull the car to the track with it. I ain't got no truck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to blow y'all ass. I bet not have it, man.
No, hey, sir, you better watch that. I'm already run over your ass with this Mustang. You ever get somewhere
shit.
I'm at. I'm a nut hole in your ass now. You better watch it. I don't play no asshole game, but I'm gonna fuck a nut hole in your ass if you bring that truck out.
Hey, see, our Mustangs, you ain't trying to hunt them trouble, so.
Hold it, time out. I got a Mustang that I will try that 29-inch tie car with. I got a 28-inch tie Mustang I will try.
Get it to Atmo Sunday.
I'm not coming to Atmo Sunday. I will be to Florida. And on Orlando,
listen.
I have it in Orlando too. So
listen.
I tell you
listen.
What, you send that down there. When you send that truck down there, you send that Mustang down there too. And I'm gonna stick it two times. I'm sticking in you the truck, and I'm gonna stick it in your Mustang.
You say your Mustang on 28?
My Mustang on 28.
Nitrous.
Nitrous.
Lock it in.
My Mustang on 28s and nitrous. What's your Mustang on, 29?
28s, stock suspension and nitrous.
Okay, your Mustang. All right, hold on one second. Hold on, let me call somebody right here.
Goddamn. Never mind.
It's going to be there, stupid. That's all right. I ain't going to do nothing.
I'm going to lock the mail. What you want to lock up? That's all right. Never mind. I ain't going to do nothing.
Somebody text you. I'll text you quick, then.
No, I'll
text you quick through that.
I'll be
blocking through. He like to tell as far as who's.
That was my computer.
You went to holler to call this and call that.
I said I have another Mustang with me. It ain't my car. It's my buddy car.
Oh. Well, I ain't gonna make it to Florida, and you ain't gonna make it to Florida.
I ain't think you want to make it to Florida before you start huffing and puffing.
Hey,
I ain't think you want to come to Florida.
And I know you don't want to come to Atmo. Get your ass
you right. I ain't got no business in Atmo this weekend. Ain't no weak motherfucker over there locked me in this weekend at Atmo.
I'm trying to lock you in. Anybody lock you in Florida?
It's three more races in Florida. Dave, what other race at on the 7th?
No, it's in Louisiana.
The race on the 7th?
Yeah,
racing. I'm talking about
Nah, that's another
race in Florida, somewhere close to, like going Phoenix City way, going that way, through Panama City or something over there.
You got crew chief them race down in what, Palm Springs, Palm somewhere?
Yeah, Clearwater. That's this weekend.
Yeah.
You can get down there?
Man, didn't I tell you I'm going to be in Atmo this weekend?
I'm just asking. You know the races. I'm asking you, can you get there?
I'm
asking you, can you get there?
How many races you got locked in Florida?
Not now.
Okay, then. I'm trying to lock you in Atmo. Two times.
I can't be in Atmo this weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to be in Florida.
You going where you ain't locked in at? You going to bypass getting locked in and a closer place to go where you ain't locked in at?
I got business in Florida.
Oh, okay. You right. I'm sorry. You right. I'm wrong.
But if you send both of them cars down at Orlando.
No, sir. I can't do it.
I know you. Man, don't be stopping me from racing,
I'm stopping you, and we trying to lock you in this weekend. Sunday. I ain't never saw nobody dodge a race to go to a race where they ain't locked in there.
Hey, chick, I ain't told him nothing. I say lock your ass in if the car I'm thinking about. You talking about Jody's car, Scooby?
Hey, goddamn, Eyes. Now, you ain't have to say all that. You know I'm talking about number 128 stock suspension car.
Yeah, lock his ass in.
Yeah,
get Jody
I'm trying to lock his ass. I'm trying to lock him in this weekend. I know we ain't going to Florida. We're going to test in Atmo.
Jody car will be in Florida. The Jody car be in Florida?
No, it won't. Lock it in.
It ain't going to be there. Whit ain't going to bring that car with
him. Whit? Whit ain't got nothing to do with this car.
What Jody car? What car? Who the Jody car is? I don't give a shit who the Jody car is. You get it to Florida, I'll fuck it up. I don't care who
it is. We ain't coming to Florida. I was going to lock you in on some tests and we're doing in Atmo. And after Atmo, our next race is going to be Fat Tuesday.
I thought you just said if you get off, you send a truck down there.
Oh, I'm going to call that dude. I'm talking about with the Mustang. I'm going to call and see if I can get somebody. If this dude will bring the truck to drive it, then, yeah, we'll do something.
Who drive the Mustang? You?
Nuh-uh.
Who drives?
Jody.
Oh, well, how you know Jody ain't going to be there?
Man, listen, man. We ain't got that one no more lollipop crew, man.
Oh, okay. You get that truck down. You're right. I'm sorry, sir. You get that truck down so I can fuck your truck up.
Hey, you want to lock something in? He ain't going to be there?
Nah, I want to lock 5 on 15 or better that you don't get that truck, though.
No, I'm telling you. I'm going to call if dude want to take it, but now, you know what I'm saying? I can't promise you. But now, I know I ain't got nothing going Sunday. I'll lock you in 5 on the
Now, you know Orlando is more than one day.
Yeah, we got a weekend tournament. Man, you know how far I am from Orlando?
I'm far from Orlando, too.
Yeah, I got an all-star, the 13 and 14th, Pee Wee football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You the head coach?
Yep.
Oh.
I got a club play. We had a good season. I got the blessing.
But he did say December 7th he'll run somebody down in Louisiana. I did hear that much.
I did hear me say that I will be on the 7th down there close to Panama. I did hear me say that too.
There are 3 races in Florida or 2 races in Florida?
3 races. I'm part of Florida. This Panama City.
Are y'all 3 racing in Georgia?
Yeah, we ain't got nothing else scheduled in Georgia.
Yeah, y'all scare every goddamn thing off over there, shit.
Yeah. But dude, if you get that damn football game put off, can bring Jody with you too.
Turn it
off. I know he ain't coming. I told you we gonna test this week. I wasn't even bringing my truck. I was going to make an exception if you to come to give you some eggs.
Oh, what time you would bring to Florida if you don't play football? I heard you when you said it, when you said you were coming to Florida and you going to see something.
I said if I get it off, I'm going to come with my truck, but if not, I'm going to try to get somebody to bring my truck.
Okay.
Down
then you said you were going somewhere else. I guess, was it Louisiana or wherever it was?
Yeah, that's on the 7th if somebody, I get some action. Really, we done shut down, man. I was just, you know what I'm saying, if you came that mode, I would have gave you some action. But we really just, we're going to do some testing Sunday with Joe the car, and we really ain't going to make no noise to Fat T's.
Oh, okay.
It's too cold. I got my asshole blowed out not too long ago. Track's too
so
cold.
So you can come over here and give, you knock both of us out at the same time, chick.
I'm not worried about you, I know you ain't going to do nothing. You're going to host this show. You just stick to hosting this show.
Damn, you a damn fool. Think I ain't going to raise now.
You ain't going to do nothing, they talk big shit. I be hearing them talk about your name, but you ain't going to do nothing. Every time somebody's talking about you, though, it be you. You the one be goddamn talking about yourself.
Okay.
I don't believe you ain't going to do nothing, I ain't worried about you.
I guess I wasn't gonna race you a couple weeks ago either.
You attempted to, but you really didn't want that. You just did it to put it on for the family. So you can say you ran a Georgia car, got your asshole blowed out, but you ran a Georgia car. That's how you want to say.
He wasn't
gonna drive, chick. He wasn't racing us. He just got the race together.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. He sure ain't gonna race. See, I told you, little scared ass,
we're
gonna do that. I'm scared ass.
What you mean?
You ain't gonna do that, you heard me.
I'm gonna lock you back in for tomorrow then. Fuck
you. Oh, your weak ass would lock me in and know I ain't coming over there. That's a weak move, I. Weak ass. Lock me in for Florida. Lock me in for Florida. And I'm going to have the belt with me too, motherfucker. Lock me in. Now get down there, motherfucker. Get your weak ass down there.
Nah, that's just too far for us.
I ain't think, motherfucker. So you the weak motherfucker I thought you was, man. You weak. Hey, you can't be working part of Grand Drink Team talking about something too far, man. Uh-huh. You got, man, them folks will give you a way down there. They pay your way, motherfucker. You know it. You weak motherfucker. Call them.
hey, we can't talk about that on the radio, man.
Hey, get your weak ass down. I ain't part of nothing. I'm a part of chick. That's who I'm a part of. Get your weak ass down there. I fuck you
up. You know
it
can't be.
Well, hang me up then, motherfucker. I don't give a shit. This ain't nobody talk show. I don't give a shit about talk shows. I race. Hang me up, weak motherfucker. You weak ass. Get your ass in Florida and I'll fuck you up. I ain't think so. You weak. Get your weak ass down there. Get that Punisher car. That's what I'm going to fuck up.
I ain't going to get down.
You been that. I ain't think so.
Fuck you.
Motherfucker. You right. That's right. You weak ass.
I'm going to show you what you got there.
I know, you do. Like I said, you host this show. That's all you do.
Yeah.
Now get somebody on the phone with a small block on 28 so I can lock their ass in if they're going to Florida. I asked if they're going to Florida. Now get them on the phone.
Well, I'll leave numbers
on. Do your job. Host the show. Get them on the phone. That's what I'm looking for.
If not,
I'm going to mute because I don't want to talk to your weak ass like that. I ain't got no conversation. I want to race.
Fuck you, chick.
I know it. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I'm going to fuck you up if you get to Florida.
Chick, all these guys are
They on Mississippi, Louisiana.
I don't give a shit about Mississippi. It's gas money. Tell them get there.
Okay, I understand. Hold on. I want to tell them. Anybody wants some trouble with a small block, 28 car, hit the one button. Your mouth too big. You might be scared of it.
Hey, Chick, you coming to Fat Tuesday?
Uh-oh.
Fat Tuesday too far down the goddamn road. I'm trying to race this weekend, next weekend, and the weekend.
Well, I ain't going to have to walk.
Fat Tuesday next year. I ain't trying to race next year. I'm trying to finish this year.
He ain't got no oil pressure right now, he said. He came up.
Okay.
He must be a bear, though, got there, because you ain't scared of him. When he do get oil pressure, huh?
Okay, well, when he get oil pressure, and if I come to Fat Tuesday, yeah, I will. I like him in. He got a small block, 28.
No, motherfucker, you come to Fat Tuesday, I'm knocking you off.
Anyway, I just told your ass, stick to the whole of this motherfucking show.
I want to show your ass, Chick. I'm knocking your ass off.
That's next year. It's February. When is that Tuesday, though?
The last week of February.
That shit next year, D. They talking about next year. I'm trying to get some shit this year.
Yeah,
after these 3 weeks, I don't know if I'm going to have oil pressure, man. I can't look that far. That's too far down the goddamn road. That's what I'm telling them. I'm trying to tell them. I'm just telling them straight forward. I ain't worried about no motherfucking next year. I'm trying to get the race this year.
Yeah. Well,
the
show
about 3 weeks in a row. That the racetrack where we're going, the direction we pointing in. And it's going to take us gas money just like it's taking y'all gas money.
Yeah, you should have came out of the bushes about August.
August?
Yeah.
Like he just said, he ain't had oil pressure. I ain't had oil pressure.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. See, that thing don't just work one way now. sometimes everybody don't have oil pressure. I ain't have no oil pressure.
That's right. Well, the show about to go off. I'm gonna close the show down. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. We're going to do it again next Thursday at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Hey, Chick, he tired of you getting on this ass. He's going to close up the whole show, man. You got goddamn right. I'm closing the show down. The show is closed. Chick closing this motherfucker down tonight. I ain't closed. You got a whole nother hour after the damn computer, so you don't. But you got one more hour. The internet shouldn't go off. You got another hour after the internet goes off. That's what that countdown is for. Okay, but we know you're new to it. I'm new to it, Chick. Goddamn, don't hold against me tonight.
I ain't gonna hold it. But dang, nobody even put up their hand yet, man. Ain't nobody
hit the one button. There's 85 callers on here. Ain't none of them hit the one button.
Hey, Scooby, if you go too far, Scooby, I want you to call me back now. Hey, Eyes got our number. Eyes know how to get in touch with it. Scooby, get in touch with Eyes and let me know if that man going to drive that truck down in Florida in Orlando.
Yes, sir. Will do. I'm trying to drive it myself Sunday.
You got to play football.
Not Sunday.
I'm not going to be that way, and you going to be that way. I'm not going to be that way. I'll be in Florida.
I'm not going to be that way, but I'm
going to go. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you. See, it worked the same way.
You were saying you were going to Montgomery. I invited you to come an hour past Montgomery.
So the other was old. First of all, Eyes.
Yeah.
Didn't I try to lock you in for Sunday in Montgomery?
Yes, you did.
Okay. After he declined and the other one was playing the punk out that I had already, I changed directions. I told Big Lord and then I was coming to their race.
Oh. Uh-huh. Hey, hold on a second. I think we got us a hand up.
No, so you must have seen this.
Man, you got a small
so
block.
Now, so. Or was up there, the Braxton Show Burton? So you've seen it with your goofy eyes.
979-2679, your mic's open.
That's me, guys. That's Glenn. I had to step out for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Y'all, Scooby, you going to Orlando?
No, I got an all-star.
Oh, you got that game on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My truck isn't ready, but I might try to make it out there just to check everybody out there. Anybody else got a truck they want to lock in for Fat Tuesday?
They
might can make him some money because, I mean, hell, I might end up having to go back to work.
Maybe, D&D.
They ain't going to do nothing. I try to get them to do something in Montgomery. They'd have made some money over there because something's wrong with my truck then.
Yeah. Well, you want to lock in for the pre-Mardi Gras race?
What date is the pre-Mardi Gras race?
That's Saturday.
Let's see. Yeah, I think I'll be off.
I'll
be back again. 100 on 500. 100 on 500.
Huh?
100
on
500.
I couldn't hear you. What did you say again?
I said I lock in 100 on 500.
Lock.
All right.
Oh, God.
All block on 29
yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
All right, lock.
What's your eye going to run, Glenn?
He got a little
I'm
truck
run,
or
something.
I'm going to run him in the partnership.
No, I'm going to run him with the love.
Oh, okay.
That'll be a good race.
Yeah.
I'm running your way with the partnership.
Why do you want to run me with the love?
I don't want to. Yeah, did you not hear the man? Might not even be able to make it. He can just give me my $100, hell.
That's it. Might not be able to make it. Might have to work.
But if he do make it, I like green.
I don't give a fuck. Hey,
you're a bully over there. You're a bully over there on your side of the world, ain't you?
After I whip on your eyes, I'll get you a raise back.
Oh, okay. Hey, Chick.
Yeah.
I'm pretty bad over here, man, for real.
I know, I see. I thought you'd just be talking. I see.
I told you, I locked your ass in to goddamn run you. I wasn't going to make nothing off the gate up there.
Okay.
I wasn't going to give you free. I ain't going to give you no free fucking.
Hey, Oz, where the pre-Mardi Gras race going to be at? So I get all that
shit
before your time.
Battlefield Motorsports.
Where is that at?
It's in Meridian.
Meridian, Mississippi?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to try to get me a room and all that schedule.
Yeah, I'll get all the information to you.
All right.
Hey, Dang,
you were going so fast.
Yeah.
You locked us, you did lock us in for all his friends, but you thought you had the advantage on us.
How? What's the advantage?
Just it being Holly Springs, and you know you're working over there.
I'm working.
I'm going to catch his ass off and run the track. I'm going to put the trailer gap on his motherfucking ass. He may not come out from over there now.
I don't believe that shit.
You better wear your ass to Holly Springs.
better wear your ass too. You know, I just, you just know I ain't been over there. But boy,
hey,
I'm
who was that on? Huh? Hey, Eyes, who was that on here a minute ago and said they couldn't get down Holly?
Huh?
With the truck.
Done, man.
Yeah, that's done, man.
That's what you thought was going to happen to us.
Yeah, that's what he's saying going to happen.
But I got surprised. I was going to surprise your motherfucking ass, though.
everybody I talked to said they made their fastest fast at Holly Springs.
Hey, Chick, I didn't lock you into no damn backyard shithole track now. I locked you into a goddamn...
I know. Hey, what you going to go fast? What the hell you thought I was going to do? What you think I'm going to do if I come over there?
Hey, you going to be a bad motherfucker, but I'm going to knock your ass off.
He depending on that little tree cutting job he be doing. I told you, Eyes, you gonna leave forever, boy. Your ass gonna get spanked around really bad. Chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had a remote control for the button behind the car. He just lining that car up. He ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
That's all he did was locked it in. He sent that little young boy in there to get slaughtered. I'm going to slaughter that little young boy. I'm going to slaughter your motherfucking ass. I don't know why you're doing that. I told you to hop your ass in the seat.
Yeah.
I told you.
Hey, my boy did a damn good job in the seat,
man. I don't know why you sending that little boy, that little young man over there, that man to get slaughtered. I'm going to slaughter that man. I might drive him out of race, but he might not want to race no motherfucking more when I get finished with it.
That same shit Hellboy said he drove all the way to Holiday Beach and said his car blowed up on the trailer on the way over.
Well, listen up. Hellboy, Chick, that's two different motherfuckers. Hellboy, weak ass, I'll slaughter him too. Man, I'm going to kill her, like I told you.
Hey,
I ain't worried about no motherfucking Hellboy.
To be the best, you got to knock off the best, right?
what you plan on doing?
Knocking your ass off.
Oh, man, that's a weak shit you're saying, though.
Okay,
man.
What car you got? Eyes, okay. What car you want to do it in?
I'm taking that belt from you. I promise you
okay.
that.
Okay, what car you going to take the belt with?
The Punisher. The same fucking car I locked you in with.
Oh, so you just want to see that side of town have a belt because you ain't gonna have it.
I gonna talk to that though. I ain't gonna talk to him. They ain't getting talk to him. I ain't gonna talk to them.
In order for you to have a belt, you gotta be behind the wheel of the car.
Nah.
Oh, you just want to say I got the belt. That's on that side of town.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna walk around with it. I promise you that. When we knock you off, I'm going to be walking around with it.
We going to let you hold it when we get there.
Hold it. I don't want to hold it for a goddamn couple hours. That's
all you're going to be doing.
Hold it up.
And say, these motherfuckers are on this belt. These are some bad motherfuckers. That's all you're going to say. And then give it back to them. We'll fuck y'all up. That's all you're going to do.
Chick, I already know y'all some bad motherfuckers now.
Nah, we ain't bad. I'm just kidding. I'm only bullshitting, fella. We just like the race.
I seen you in action for goddamn.
You know we'll try anything once we had the damn track now.
All right, now, mate. Now, we just say we don't win them 29. We ain't locking in to it. But if you get to the track, goddamn it, might be a different story. Might fuck it up, too.
You see what happened to that other car over there, right?
You
see what happened to that other car over there, right?
Yeah. Hey, this how bad you are right here, chick.
Hey, Let me tell you one thing. I don't need no motherfucker to applaud me. I don't need nobody. I don't need no special event to be to knock a motherfucker off. I don't need none of that. I will race at any given Sunday, any given Saturday, any Thursday night. I will get to some action.
Hey, you gotta have a special event. You just told Scooby you gotta run in Florida, so I got them coming over there to Atmore.
Okay, let's get this understood. Let me try this one more time, because I don't know if you're a little slow. I know you're an hour behind time, but let's try this one more time.
Y'all from Mississippi, now get it straight.
You borderline, man. You borderline.
Actually, I'm more closer to Arkansas than I am Alabama.
All right. Don't get on here and tell me you're confused. Listen, I'm going to explain this one more time, though, because I like people to understand shit.
Go ahead.
I told you I had a race over there in Montgomery. I said I'd lock you in for the belt, okay? You said you'd call me back at 5 o'clock. You never call me back. I got you on the show the other night. You said you can't make it. Understood. So I made other plans to go in another direction, okay, which is Florida. I told Big Low and them, I gave my word I was coming. I was going to be there. So that's where I'm headed. If you got anybody on the line that want to oblige us there, they got a race.
Hey, check it
Well, I ain't got no takers.
Come on, man. You know, listen. You know I don't go nobody. Okay. When we was on the run in Holly Springs, even though it was raining that day, I came through that goddamn rain because nobody didn't cancel the race or anything, and I was an hour and a half away from the track. We had canceled. I turned my happy ass back around and went on home.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
As soon as I found out, I told you.
All right. That's cool, but did I stop because it was raining? I said, I don't come on.
Yeah, you were coming. Hell, my boy was coming too, though. We were loaded up too.
All right, but I didn't tell you that I wasn't coming. I'm just speaking about myself and how I operate.
Yeah. Well, this is how I operate. I ain't got no money to give away. If I lock a motherfucker, he gonna race. I promise you that. Let something go wrong, someone got hurt. I'm gonna get y'all to race, I promise you.
I tell anybody, if I got to travel, goddamn,
I might not be sure.
If I got to drive 5 hours or better and I got something locked in, and you know you ain't gonna race me.
Should be printed now.
And you know you ain't gonna race me. Just call me and tell me. You can send me half of the punk out money because it's gonna cost me to get there anyway.
Oh no! Look, if I lock your ass in, I'm racing. That we blow that zombie stuff on the test pass or something.
I know somebody had to put up their hand by now. Nobody got their hand up, man?
Man, ain't nobody got their hand up. I got some mics open, but ain't nobody saying nothing. You done ran them all off.
What do you got, Eyes?
Huh?
What do you got? A car or a truck?
Huh?
A Mustang?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mustang on 28.
Small block?
Yeah.
Small block.
Yeah.
How many kids you got on that thing?
I got two.
We got enough.
Got enough, huh?
Look, he's talking to a chick, man. He's talking to a chick. He ain't talking to you.
No, he was talking to me. Who are you talking to?
No, I'm talking to Ives. It's Glenn. I'll just find out what he has.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can find somebody.
I don't know what I got.
You got, I know what chick got. He got a small block. He got a small block nitro car on 28. That's all I needed to know.
Okay, that's good.
I just heard you and Chick both answering him. I didn't know who he was talking to.
Okay. Yeah, he was talking to me. He said eyes.
Oh, okay. But, I'll let you know, brother, whatever you need to know.
Glenn,
yeah,
you want to lock? You want to lock something else?
Nah, not with a Mustang, not right now. I was trying to find somebody to maybe give him a run, Try to give him some action.
Just well, hell, that's a motherfucker over in Georgia that went beating on his chick. You need to try to find him some action.
I'm not beating on nothing.
Yeah, he done beat on that motherfucker so bad he's bald up there. He ain't got no hair on him.
Well, shit, eyes, I got to get back to work. I'll holler at y'all next week.
Okay, Glenn. 5 o'clock next week, man.
All right, bro.
He's going to knock his ass off at the pre-Mardi Gras race. Someone knock Chief's ass off at the pre-Mardi Gras race. Where you at, buddy? Hey, Sammy, your mic's still open.
I do that with all that background noise.
Shit, I don't know. I mean, you think
it ain't mine, because I need you.
Huh?
I said, it ain't me. I won't mute, but I can hear it. You got Big Tone, huh?
Yeah, I think it was Big Tone. 901 Whit, you on your phone yet? Your mic's open.
That
Noah's back. Yeah, let me see where it's
at. Somebody listen to a football game.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap. I mean, I wouldn't think I got it right. I got them all, so it must be you.
I'm on mute, homeboy.
Well, I guess whoever on your phone, homeboy.
Nobody, all the rest of them hung up, homeboy. It's just me, myself, and I.
Well, Dadell, only mic's open now is mine, yours, and Chick. You know the bear.
It's gone now, yeah. I've been listening to the bear. He's an old grizzly bear. The oldest silverback.
Yeah, that's a hell of a bear, man. He don't scare me, though. I got a trap for him.
I don't know. I hope you ain't talking about me. I don't think he's a gorilla.
That's how I got two of them bear traps put together, man. I got his ass. I'm promising
I'm going to
get
him. All I can hope is you got a good chain to hold him
I'll tell you, I hope it ain't that goddamn punisher car that love truck you talking about.
Huh?
That man sounded like he had no respect for you,
I don't have none for eyes. You right. You hit the nail on the head.
Damn,
I ain't going to do nothing. I talk good to y'all. I scared me, really.
He ain't realized it yet. You know how you, when you be in a coma, you don't realize you still living? He in a coma. He just don't know.
I used to be scared, y'all. I wouldn't even talk to y'all about no race. But now, this is what they're going to be saying, goddamn, after I get through with your ass, right here. This is what
I told you, you're doing a real good job at hosting this show. That's all you good for,
I don't know what you're trying to play, but hell, we can't hear it, so don't do that no more.
Yeah,
okay.
You're doing a real good job at hosting this motherfucker.
I mean, I don't try to hold you back, but, man, hey, that doggone silverback right there, he like you a chimpanzee or something. He just has no respect for you.
Yeah.
You got to do something about that. You got to prove me wrong. Prove everybody wrong. Prove him wrong.
Man, look here. The rain saved him, man. I promise.
Oh, it ain't raining in Florida these next 3 weeks.
How you know? It ain't got here yet.
It ain't raining. It ain't
going to
rain.
That motherfucker might blow up a hurricane down there, man.
Hey, if it rains, shit, you got some gas money. You come down up for nothing.
That man talking about paying your way. He wants you bad.
Eyes really weak. You know, he showing up most of the y'all. That's because it's y'all. But over here, eyes ain't going to do nothing. Not nothing. I'm going back to mute, eyes. I don't want to take over your show. I'm going to mute.
Hey, you done took over and ran them off and everything, got you. I guess that's why
he took over the show 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, I guess that's why he's a small block champion, shit.
Oh, shit.
Well, Nutty, since you think Chick too much for me, what you want to do at Battlefield?
I'm going to sit back and look.
You going to sit back and look?
Yeah. I can't. That's too far away, to be honest. That's too far away.
Yeah, you got
that
three cars.
I got more than three cars. You missing.
All right. Three cars then.
We'll see. It's four. Maybe five by then. Right now, I'm on the show.
Hey, Chick. Chick, come off mute.
Yeah, I'm off.
You the small block champ, right?
Nah, I ain't no champion. I'm a grudge racer.
Okay.
I want to race.
Okay, you're the small block grudge champion.
I don't label myself. I'm a grudge racer. I want to race. Damn a champion. Damn that belt. The belt don't mean nothing to me. I want to get to a nigga ass. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, okay, well, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Would you tie up with Big Ball Factor?
Big Ball Factor? Big Ball Factor don't sit like me. That man got $1 million business over there.
He got a small block on 28th. That's what you've been advertising all night, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean he don't sit like you?
I can't beat him. I can't run Ball Factor. That what you want to do?
Yeah.
I can't beat him.
Yeah.
You
I know he.
Either.
No, he can.
But you can't beat him. I know what you can beat. I know. That shit don't work with me. Do you want to lock in any three of these races we got in Florida? Can you bring any one of your cars down that sit like me?
I thought I was just seeing how bad you was. If you say, "Yeah, I want to run a Big Ball Factor," I was gonna leave you the fuck alone.
No, I can't do Ball Factor.
That's something that got us by 300 feet.
Yeah, I know. I seen it.
We did do a wheel stand, though.
That's the best thing you could have did.
No, it ain't the best thing we could have did. I wanted to go A to B and pray like something went wrong on the other side.
Trust me, that's the best thing you could do, because you didn't want to see, you didn't want your asshole blowed out that bad. and see, that saved a whole lot of conversation. So the first thing when they say, ball fight the beat, well, I did a wheel stand. See, that's how that works. You did the right goddamn thing, a wheel stand. Don't call that shit. You want to go A to B.
What thing about it, though? We did goddamn make $2,000 off the race.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second, guys. I ain't going nowhere. Hold on.
Okay, Bear.
You know I'm still in chess mode. You know I ain't no big gorillas racer like you.
Nah, man. You a gorilla race, nothing.
I said, I ain't no big gamma. I mean, big gamma. I ain't seen gorillas race before.
No. I'm going to give you the back car at the pre Mardi Gras race.
If I had my car,
hey, Daddy said, open this. What'd he say? He said, yeah, car ready. He'll do what?
I'll tell him, if my car is together, he going to give me the back car and I got it at the track on pre Mardi Gras race, I'm going to take it to I don't take anything anybody gives me.
Stop
muting my damn mic.
I'm sorry. It was just too much noise somewhere. I muted everybody.
Well,
too much. I couldn't mute that damn.
I don't even know nutty, but see, you're picking on motherfuckers, and that's what I don't like. That's why we're going to get to your ass.
I'm sorry, nutty. Nutty, I'm sorry.
You might have saw me last year if y'all was at Mandrell race over there in July last year. I came over there in 12 with a little green car and a blue car.
Y'all probably dropped.
I don't remember though, but
y'all probably dropped that.
I always want to pick on somebody.
I don't pick on nobody. Hell, y'all been picking on me.
I'm taking anything anybody give me this year. The mood, the back tie, whatever, I'm taking it.
Guys, I tell you what I do for you. I tap one of my sisters and I run you on one in the Chucky car.
No,
fuck you ain't either. I tell you what, you get on one and goddamn give me the back tire and the clear.
God, if you need all that, you don't need to be grudge racing, man. You need to be somewhere else.
I know. That's why I locked you in with the car I feel like I can beat you with. And then ask you for nothing. I didn't ask you to take off no kit. Then ask you goddamn give me no back tire, no goddamn brake, nothing.
Okay, but you not behind the wheel of that car. I'm trying to get you something you driving.
Oh, well, I'll take the brake.
You keep telling chick you're going to fuck him up. How you going to fuck him up? And if you're a chick racing, you know you can't get the brake because y'all would want to get him on the tree.
Nah, I got to have the brake in Chucky. Because I already know first thing Jim West going to say, I don't want their trouble. He going to be on Facebook and he going to let everybody know. He don't want their trouble. So I'm going to say it. We don't want them trouble.
You're going to get fired.
Well, I'm just saying.
He might not be co-hosting tonight, but I bet he listens. You're going to get fired. Be quiet.
Hey, I promise you, I won't put nothing up on Facebook or nothing.
I delete my account on Facebook. I'll
tell you what, you give me the break, I will try you.
Hell no, man.
You can't get no car no break.
I said this like y'all said. I told y'all cap one off, I'm normally run on two.
You gonna get on one kid and give me the back tire and the clear.
No,
you ain't
getting no clip.
Well, I can't get the back tire.
No. I didn't say that. Now, if my driver over there want to gamble with it, I mean, that's on him. But I wouldn't get to you, but he might feel like he's going to kill you on a tree and make that up in the 60s, so.
Yeah, right.
If that motherfucker gonna race day, he got it.
Damn. Well,
you heard it.
I can't beat that bad.
If he gonna race and he drives, boy, he got it. All right, boy, it's Christmas time. You got it.
I was bluffing. I was bluffing, man. I was bluffing. I'm sorry.
I need tight man on here with that beat sound, cause he just bagged all the way up, man.
Boy, you took the words right out of my mouth. Boy, that man bagged
up. You making us Mississippi ballers bad now, man. Come on now.
How about that? Hold on. You locking me in there. You locking me in.
I know better. All right.
Let me do it for you.
I'm the only fucking bitch stand up with a small block.
I'm gonna hit a jam with. I don't want them troubles.
why don't you give Keith the back tie and check it? Give Keith the back tie and check it.
Keith who?
Man,
I'm running him head up.
Look, see what I mean? You know what, man?
No, we already talked about this. Now, Keith wants his ass whooping.
But see how he tried something? He willing to try. Where your heart at, man?
I got plenty of heart.
I heard you on here earlier talking about all your ducks you got over there now. You need to leave them ducks alone.
I got a lot of ducks over here. I got to get all this duck money, then I'm going to come see y'all. Let me get something straight. If I get in a punch, you going to give me the back tie and get on one?
No, of course not. You get in Chucky, you got the back tie.
Will you get on one kid and I get in the punch?
How many you going to be on in the punch?
I don't know how many we got in there. Aaron, how many that mother?
Well, I don't know either.
Well, I'm just asking him.
Well, I'm just saying like the same what you're saying. I'm just like you. You don't know, I don't know. I don't know.
You said you'd get on one kid, though. I didn't never say I'd get on one kid.
I don't know now. You say you don't know what's in the car. I don't know either. I don't know if I'm going to do what I'm saying I'm going to do. I don't know.
I'm going to be on two kids.
Well, hell no.
Okay. Well, if I can use two kids, you stay on one, I give you the back tire.
You said what now?
I use two kids, you sit on the back tire. You get on one.
You drive it.
Yeah.
Hold on. And when are you talking about doing it?
I don't know. I'm going to try to pull some strings. We're not going to Florida, though. We're going to have to do it somewhere like either in Alabama or Georgia. Somewhere in there. We're not going to go to Florida.
When? Before next year?
Yeah.
You on two and I'm on one.
Okay, now. All right, I'm put the beep beep on you now. Come on now.
Hold it. I ain't bagged up yet. Hold it. What? I'm right here. I didn't hear what y'all said. I was on mute. What did I say? He said, I'll be on one. He be on two. He going to give me the back tie.
In what car?
He going to be in the punishment. We'll gamble. You want to try to gamble, babe?
Yeah, I mean, lock that shit in. Fuck the Punisher.
Five on 15,
Five on 15. We got to come up with a date.
Okay.
Well, we need to find a date right now, goddamn it.
Right now,
I got to run it by my guy, too, now. I told you that up front. But I'm going to try to pull some strings and make this shit happen. Tie your mouth.
Okay, but hold on. So we lock it in. Only thing we got to do is agree on a date, correct?
Yeah, we got to agree on a date.
So okay, locked in 5 on 15.
5 on 15 lock for that race right there.
Small block on 28.
Small block on 28. Stop suspension.
I cap my second one off, and y'all run on two.
Yeah. You on one you kit. You on one kit.
Yeah, one kit. Yeah.
Hey, 28 to 275, Sean.
28.
Oh.
Please.
We on 275.
That's why I said that.
Well, it was the same tire all year. Then you know, Cole Killer can come up with this shit that they ain't the same tire.
Yeah, with 28 and 275 more close than 29 and 315. There's a big difference, 29 and 315.
I don't give a damn about that goddamn drag.
Yeah, put your drag radios on. I don't give a shit.
It's probably better for you. Can't leave on much power.
Let me tell you, you run what you run. I'm going to run what I run.
Okay. Now, that sounds like a real girl racer right there.
You run the tie you want to run. I'm going to run the tie I want to run.
Okay, long as it ain't no fucking 29s.
Exactly.
No, we can't. I mean, all that, we locked in already. We don't even got to talk about all that. We just got to get a date.
We just need a date. We locked in for that race right now. We just need a date.
Jeff is trying to be slick getting us over there on at Holly Springs with that drag radio.
You put that you already knew I was on 275s.
No, we didn't. I thought you was on.
Yeah, you did. Hey,
did.
You put the belt up.
We ain't locking no belt for that, right?
Huh?
We didn't lock
in
no belt for that, right?
Oh, my God. You think you're going to put the belt up?
Man, I don't give a damn about that damn belt. Yeah, I put that belt up, but you're going to have to y'all going to have to ante up a little bit, goddamn, when y'all get there, man. But I don't give a damn about that damn belt.
All right, I'll give you $100.
You talking about goddamn running ball practice. He would have came and ask for that motherfucker, I'll give it to him.
Hey, I put $100 more up.
Well, you got to put $500 for the belt. That ain't that right? Ain't that what they said?
No, you say you didn't get
that. That's just a deposit. That's fine. Put $100 extra. I'm good.
Nah.
You heard it. Fuck the deposit. Get your ass in the water. Now, what you want to
do? Hell, you don't want a goddamn race right now. I want to try to get.
Yeah, you can have that motherfucker.
I'm good. I don't care.
I'm gonna try to whoop your ass and get you the belt.
Yeah, I ain't gonna put on no 500 to get no fucking belt. Fuck that.
He said fuck that. You ain't gotta put up nothing. Put up zero.
Okay. All right.
For the belt. I throw the belt in too. Motherfucker, if you want the belt.
If you beat us, you deserve to have it.
That's right. This belt gonna get your ass whooped. That's what that belt gonna do. You gonna get your another childhood ass whipping. All calls of a belt.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Hey, you know what kind of ass whooping you got when you was a child with a belt? That belt gonna get your ass whooped.
That's something that hurt, man.
You goddamn right it's in the hurt.
I got my so ass whooped.
How long y'all gonna, the next show y'all gonna have a date, ass chick? No, y'all don't know.
We might have a show. We might have it Monday. We might have a date.
Well, yeah, y'all gonna do it Monday. All right.
I'm looking for a date right now. Hey.
Yeah.
He said he ain't coming to Florida.
I ain't coming to Florida. I said we got a race in Alabama or Georgia, somewhere in there. All
right.
Really need to be Mississippi.
No, really, no, hell, really don't. How the hell are you
feeling
going to really
need
to be in Mississippi?
I'm just saying, I really need to be in Mississippi.
Okay,
but
well, I'm saying, hey,
you
don't
live
in Mississippi, I won't
hold on, listen. Just keep in mind, you're running for the belt, okay? I get to pick the track, but I understand you only want to run in either Alabama or Georgia. We understand that. But being that you want the belt, I get to pick the track, baby.
I think it needs to be kind of close for both of us now, about in between us.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that.
I didn't think y'all do. Hell, I mean, hell, our lock-up wasn't that fucking hard to do when we did lock in. I'm a motherfucking racer, man. I got to try to get that motherfucking belt.
We'll see. I'm gonna sit back. I'm just waiting on a date. I'm gonna make sure I send somebody to videotape it. If I have to
video.
Pay somebody.
Oh, you bet your sweet ass. BET gonna goddamn be there.
Yeah, 'cause I'm gonna pay him to be there.
I'm gonna
yeah,
rub it in.
Hey, Will, let me draw the video going up on YouTube.
I'm rubbing it in his face, goddammit, when I win.
In who face?
In BET face. I'm going to be holding that goddamn belt so fucking high up.
Hold on. What you always tell me, racing a gamble, is it go either way? Now, what if you lose, he rubbing in your face? Can you take it, or you gonna, y'all going to go at it again?
Hell yeah, I can take it.
Okay. I'm just asking now. We know how it is. You have to take it if you can dish it. The champ is here.
Who's playing that
music? You are.
Yeah, that's me.
I ain't heard BET or Dog tune in tonight. I know they listen.
Yeah, they was on here. BET fell off though, but Dog's still on here.
Yeah, I don't know. I know. Thought maybe he might want to say a word, say something, talk about something.
No, I already asked him. He said, "Nah, he just laying low tonight."
The belly full like old fat possum. That's what that is.
Yeah, I think we did pretty good for the first night, man.
Yeah. Like Boone said, his first show didn't have that many calls. You had way more, so.
Yeah.
I think the more you get into it, get relaxed, it'll do better. It'll do better.
Yeah, I got to kind of keep these goddamn bullies this motherfucker, man.
Hey, I'm gonna say this, I ain't known them that long, but I've been on some of their morning shows. That camp over there around Georgia, they just bully regardless, win, lose, draw. They just go, they want to race. They just bullies, man. You know, sometimes you have to let bullies be bullies. They learn their lesson later.
Yeah.
Hey, who that talking about we bullies, man?
That was me saying y'all was bullies.
That's Eyes of the damn bullies. Hey, Eyes, go by lock in one more time so we'll be clear.
Yeah, you need to write this down. You need to write it down.
I got it wrote down.
Huh?
5:15.
But
I driving
in the Punisher car.
In the Punisher. On two systems. Yes, Chief. In the Jolly Rancher.
Uh-huh.
In the Jolly Rancher on one system. 28. All right, it's not suspended.
Hello?
Somebody got some noise. We can't
hardly hear. I don't know who it is. Only three mics open. Dave's, Cheeks, and yours.
It ain't mine.
I'm on mute.
It's Gabby.
Well, I think it's you.
What? Well, ain't nobody here.
It ain't me. I'm on mute. Don't start that bullshit now.
I ain't got but one person on my phone. That's true.
Go ahead and finish with the lockup.
All right. This is what we did, Chick. 5:15. I was driving the Punisher on two systems. Chick, Jolly Rancher, one system, 28 small block stop suspension. Gree on the racetrack.
Hello.
We get the back tire.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know you're leaving.
We get the back tire.
I
already
know
you're
gonna kiss it.
Yeah, thanks. I had called. That's I'm trying to get off mute. And now, did you write that down? Now, we trusting you, being that you
I got it wrote down. Agree on the racetrack in Bama.
Or Georgia.
You Alabama?
Or Georgia. Now you trying to snooker me somewhere?
Alabama
no?
or Georgia? That's what we said.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Oh, I forgot one fucking thing.
What?
The on the fucking line.
Huh?
The belt on the line.
The belt on the line. Yeah. That's why we be meeting the Godfather around, man. He you took mighty long remembering all that. You had to forget two of the main things, man.
Hey, Nutty got them listening to it.
Hey, what BET? There ain't nobody got BET on the phone.
He fell off.
And
yeah, I'm on this to this motherfucker. I'm trying to goddamn it get something in his favor. You just fuck yourself up, boy. I'm glad you gone. I'm glad you gone locked in. That way your ass. I got it wrote down to you, son of a bitch. So.
Oh, you better have it wrote down right, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. It wrote down that I as fuck.
It better be wrote down like that.
No, I'm gonna tell you that I as fuck himself.
Hey.
That's right.
Hey, I opened your mic up earlier. You wouldn't even talk. Now you got a lot to say.
I was on another line. I wasn't even on that goddamn show.
Hey, you're the new young meat on the block, man. You gotta everybody gotta make sure you're doing right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He just skipped the race. And didn't even know how you skipped it. You know, when you skip a race, when once somebody calls somebody out to lock a race in, you should be trying to skip in his favor.
You just really just made yourself look like an ass on national radio. The man already had you locked in, head the fuck up. Your dumb ass go and give him the back tie because he don't want the system. You're a dumb ass.
Yep.
He been doing it, hey, BT, he been doing his homework. He been doing his homework.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's yet to be seen. So, like I said, it's, y'all skipped the race, either Alabama or Georgia.
Uh-huh.
You know it ain't going to happen in Mississippi, so.
You know it ain't happening in Mississippi. Your ass in trouble, buddy. That belt going to got your ass with it. Trying to get a belt. Crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Good God almighty. That belt going to get in my ass with it. That's what you asked for. You asked for the belt.
Don't take a loan from Jay Barr to pay the park out of ass.
Yeah.
He don't want to hear that. He don't want to hear that. That man does not want to hear that. That man got all his guys up behind him, the whole state of Mississippi behind him, and he gonna still the race and fuck himself.
Hey, chick, he ain't got the
motherfuckers behind him. He over there calling him motherfuckers ducks and all type of shit, man.
Oh, that's yeah, right. He sure won't call them ducks. You ain't lying. I forgot about that day. You right. Yeah, don't nobody like guys ass over him, but him.
Hell, you must like me. Hey, you on here. You took your time out and got on here.
I got caught in your show.
Behave.
I got called into your show, you awesome looking motherfucker.
You stupid.
Leave
it
alone.
Right.
Move on.
That motherfucker called my show earlier. I should have hung that son of a bitch up like he did me. Fuck.
Hold on,
because
I called him and told him to get on the show.
Okay, then. I don't want to hear that fucking bullshit, stupid motherfucker. Yeah, he called this motherfucking show earlier.
Hey, regardless, man, that was one more person that you know. That was good. Your ratings up, man. Stop complaining, man.
Everybody on your show
ain't gonna like you, goddammit.
I'm gonna be quiet, Dave. That way, he gonna say I had nothing to do with him doing good on the show. I'm gonna be quiet.
Don't be acting like that, man.
Dog can tell you, B can tell you, BT can tell you. You're going to have the haters on there listening anyway, so don't take this shit, bro.
You're going to have both sides. You'll never have a win-win.
Haters trying to find out something to talk about you about, so let this shit go, man. Have fun. Keep the shit racing. Fuck that shit.
There you go.
Have fun.
That's right.
You can't do like my man Butt Naked the other night and just cut me the fuck off, man, in the whole damn show, man.
There you go.
You know you're grudging, you ain't gonna do it. That's right. Look, since your first day at the boss, you're a better man today. Just keep the show rolling. You can't charge all that shit to your heart, man. You gotta wear that shit on your sleeve and keep it moving. That's right.
Like I say, this ain't the talk show we do on the morning time either. You got a whole lot more people listening, so you got to keep that personal shit going.
That's right.
Talk to trust that personal shit on that personal line we be on. That's real talk, man.
For real. That's for real.
So keep it moving. Them Georgia gorillas are down here and beat everybody off the phone. They didn't beat their chest, they beat everybody off the phone.
Yeah.
I got your ass with me. Good God. I can't get over that. But I'm fucked up now. I'm going to be laughing in my sleep tonight.
I ain't scared of race, man. I promise you that.
We know that.
It ain't got nothing to do with it. We know you ain't scared.
You fucking beat me. You ain't did nothing but goddamn beat me.
That's right. That's right.
That's it.
You ain't the first mother. I promise.
There you go. You right.
But I tell you what I will do for you, though. All right, I'm going to say it on the radio, so you can hold, whenever you're ready to run it right back, I'll run you right up for the belt for the same amount of money.
I ain't going to have to worry about it. You got to come see me if I get that belt.
I'm trying to tell you, you ain't getting that belt. Not that way.
D, let him play hard, boy. Let him play hard, boy. Let him play hard, boy. We're going to fuck him up. Fuck him up again and again. I tell you, I will arrest you for the rest of your life with that car. The rest of your life.
You know, I'm trying to get like my big homie and just come with one bullet, but I don't bring two that day for you, so you can get it back if you want it the same day.
That's right. Now what? Whoop your ass. Well, he said we can do it again. I don't even know how the story's going to go. He said we can do it again. Head up this time. We're going to fuck you up, man.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. I hate for you to be out of the box your first day on your show and you get fucked up so soon. But, you know, it is what it is.
What this is called is a learning experience.
That's right. It's a learning experience for you.
I can't get nobody else to race.
See, when he can't get nobody else to race, he do dumb shit like that. That's all right. Y'all gonna figure it out.
So we gonna kill him from now on, BT. We gonna kill him.
Hey, check this out. Now he done got the Punisher in some shit.
Yeah.
When he drive and lose, he'll never got there represent that car no more.
you got a minute
for the show go off now.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to shut this thing down. It's been